And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
My message is this. Repent, admit we've turned to evil, seek God's face, and God will heal our land. As all the Old Testament prophets said, and I'm not a prophet, I'm quoting the prophets, we're going into full bondage if we don't turn around right now and repent. We can still turn this around. It's still going to be really rough, but man, every month that passes that we don't fully turn this around, woo, Lordy. I mean, I'm getting full body chills right now. That's the Holy Spirit when you're right over the target says, that's what you're supposed to say, son. We're going under judgment. And how severe the judgment's going to be depends on us. We act like cowards and we hide the churches. God is going to let us get hurt really bad. Look, it's going to get so bad for a lot of us, most of us, basically all of us. You're going to make a choice. But it's going to become so blaringly obvious, it already is, that you'll have to finally just say, fine, leave me alone, devil. I'll join you. And a lot of folks are going to do that. And, of course, they're going to get destroyed even faster. Because once they say, I'll do whatever the system says, just let me go to the football game, just let me get into college, let me just go to the grocery store, let me, then all the protection's gone when you reject God and say, I accept the world, I accept the system, I'm going to do what it says. I'm going to be politically correct, whatever the latest thing is. And then you have no bottom. So I am grieving. I am frustrated. I am angry. But also I'm very pleased because God's real. God's been proven to be real. And the devil's real. So we know who wins in the end. The world's out there. And it's real. And the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And if you don't have God, and if you don't have Jesus Christ, you got nothing. So all I can say to anybody, and I'm done preaching, is you better get right with God.
Will God allow America to be destroyed as a divine judgment? In the 8th century BC, the prophet Jonah was instructed by God to go preach a message of rebuke and repentance to the people of the city of Nineveh. They were said to be wicked, idolatrous, and violent, often skinning alive their prisoners of war. Through Jonah, God prophesied that the city would be overthrown in 40 days if they didn't repent of their wicked ways. This was a conditional prophecy, and it did not come into fruition because the people of Nineveh truly did repent and saved their land from God's divine judgment. Even the king repented, and by faith believed God and his prophet Jonah. More than 120,000 people in his kingdom were saved by grace. So the question for us today is, can we save America from our own divine judgment? This country is a gift from God. And he can choose to allow it to be taken away if we don't obey his laws and neglect the righteous path. About 2 centuries later, Nineveh returned to its old evil ways, and the city was finally destroyed, sacked and burned by the allied forces of the Persians, Medes, and Babylonians, its people taken captive in a strange land. The area was sparsely populated thereafter, and slowly the ancient ruins became buried in the earth. How much time can we buy for these United States through repentance before we are judged, trampled under the feet of our enemies, and buried beneath the earth that we have allowed to become so cursed? How many more generations can we secure through genuine repentance, preaching to our fellow countrymen the need to change our evil ways and seek forgiveness from our Creator? Pray for America and be like Jonah, a prophet of repentance to those outside the church. This is Brian Wilson with Infowars.com.
Thanksgiving 2023 is here. And I'm giving Thanksgiving for all we've done against tyranny and your incredible support together in this fight. And I'm particularly giving Thanksgiving that X2, our number one product, the only true atomic iodine on the market after a year plus of being sold out, is finally back in stock, ready to ship now. If you don't know the power of X2 and the iodine conspiracy, you are insane. Get X2 now. It could be the last run ever we get shut down. While you still can, at InfoWarsStore.com. Research iodine deficiency and billions of people with cognitive disabilities because they don't have it. X2 is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Takes a few weeks to kick in, but it is the building block to everything. It's the missing link. They bomb us with the fluoride that is in the same family but has the opposite effect. This is the holy grail of supplements and empowering yourself. X2 back in stock right now. Discount at InfoWarsStore.com. It's Monday, November 20th, 2023, and we are very, very close to the most important election in world history. 350 days, 12 hours, 53 minutes, 15 seconds. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Now, let me really try to lay out why this is so big. Javier Milei is called Donald Trump on steroids. He is a listener of the broadcast. He is a follower of Tucker Carlson. He is an anti-globalist through and through. And the establishment is absolutely horrified. There's a headline up at InfoWars.com right now for the live show. The spell that humanity has been under has been broken. People are seeing through the globalist lies at every front. Now, the empire is going to strike back in a big way. And things are going to be rough. But at least we're not going to be caught flat-footed or with our pants down around our ankles. And I thought about this last night when I finished the Sunday show, and I thought about this morning. This period of time we're in is so amazing. Hollywood is the most uncool thing in the world now with almost everybody. People are sick of more and more corporate sports. People are totally rejecting big corporations and brands more and more. People are getting back to basic humanity. And there's still a large minority of people, approaching half, that are still asleep. But it was 3% start of the Revolutionary War in 1776. It was 5% prosecuted through about halfway through the war. And then it was about 20% that aided in the final victory. And British historians agree with that number as well. A third were patriots by the end, but not in the war. A third were neutral, and a third were Tories. Ladies and gentlemen, we are at 50% awake right now. I can go to Latin America. I can go to Europe. I can go across the United States, the most socialist communist areas, and all I get is basically love, 99% of the time. I'm a public figure, so I'm a bellwether of that. And the final piece of the puzzle with the veil being lifted and the trance and the spell beginning to crumble. Is now taking place. And when you get close to 50% that really know what's going on, they're just disillusioned with the system. Klaus Schwab and the globalists knew this point was coming for the last 20 years. They had hoped to create an artificial hyper-tyranny as the replacement for this tyranny. The Great Reset, the Build Back Better, you'll eat the bugs, you'll own nothing, you'll have nothing, you'll like it. And that they could sell the angrier world to not be angry with them, but to be angry with ourselves and kill each other. And that's certainly going to happen to a certain extent, but not at the level they need to get even more power out of the tyranny they've carried out instead of it destroying them. It is a 100% chance. Here's the big takeaway. It is 100% chance that the globalists are going to be defeated. The question is, will they take us down with them? Now, remember, I called it the 79 days of hell and put a website out with that. 79 days before the last presidential election, general election in 2000, a few months out. And I basically predicted what then unfolded and happened. It wasn't hard to predict that it'd be a major contested election. They were going to claim it was a red mirage. I could see their pre-programming. For anybody that was awake or not in a trance, under a spell, you could just see it. But we know from the scientific studies that the modern person, on average, is in a near sleep-like state large portions of the day when they watch TV, when they're driving in their car, and they stay in that state even when they're somewhat more conscious. They're still hovering right near the area of daydreaming. And somebody that's daydreaming is highly suggestible and controllable. It's not that they're innately stupid or even ignorant. It's that they're not conscious. And so they can't see what's right in front of their face. So I would have to say half the people in the industrialized world are now disillusioned with the broken social contract and the globalist. Half of them. And once you hit that point, that is not just a realignment. That's not a great awakening. That's a mega realignment. That is a mega awakening. This is a event as people come out of the trance and out of the programming that is going to be ultra massive. And you're going to see so many people that have gone along with the system who are in trances come out of it. They're going to like wake up and say, where am I? Literally. And just suddenly see it. Now, that said, the globalists have already initiated the popping of the mega bubble because they couldn't inflate it anymore. They've already initiated all these wars that aren't going well for them. They've already initiated race war that's not going well for the controllers, for the outcome they wanted. And they did hit us with their main backup plan, Disease X. That's what they called it before they released it, COVID, and did get a lot of people deeper into the trance of mind control and fear and the mask and the social distancing and taking the poison shots. But the majority of them have now been forced out of that deep trance and then out of the trance they were in before. So before they were in a trance, they got deeper, but it got so bad, a lot of them broke out of it completely and are now some of the best converts to consciousness and reality. So they hit us with their main attack, the UN, the globalist brag. I told you about this decades ago. It's how I knew, because they said in Operation Lockstep and countless others, we're going to use a virus. They said we're going to use collapsing borders and migration, which they control. We're going to use the threat of a virus, economic collapse and social conflict, race war, religious war, holy war, to bring in the new world order. But it only happens if people don't understand they're the ones manipulating it, funding it, creating it, exacerbating it when they didn't create it. Because they don't create all of it. They just gin it up. So mark your calendar. This is a good day. This, you know, this could have been yesterday, could have been next week, could have been a month ago, but it's very clear now that we're in a mega awakening right now. And we'll talk about Javier Milei and what that means and just the giant margin he won by. And of course, he won't succeed fully at first, but he's going to draw them out. And then he'll be an example to others. And almost every election happening around the world is electing Trump 2.0s. Africa, Latin America, Asia, Europe. I mean, just everywhere. Everywhere. And so the globalists are in full panic mode. And all over the world, the Jacinda Ardens, like in, you know, her country with all the terrible tyranny there, New Zealand, being removed. And then the next puppet being removed. And now a quasi-patriot being put in. This is a crazy time to be alive.
If you ever take one piece of my advice, it's get a bottle of X2. It's been sold out for over a year because we wouldn't cut corners and because it's so hard to produce. We finally have a limited run back in supply at InfoWarsStore.com. So many people have serious issues. Look at the UN's own numbers. Billions have cognitive disabilities because they do not have true nascent iodine in their bodies. Most other iodine is bound to other heavy metals or bound to other elements, so you don't download it. But this is pure atomic certified iodine. X2 is now back in stock, discounted. So I'm giving Thanksgiving right now for this product being here. It funds the InfoWar, but I guarantee you, you take this for a few weeks, you will feel the difference. It is amazing. It's the missing link. X2, back in stock at the end of 2023 at InfoWarStore.com. X2. Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller, finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get your Ultra 12 and other great products and for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, part two of The Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available. Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
All right, so mark your calendars. Monday, November 20th is as good a day as any, because we're right smack dab in the Great Awakening. And there's no reversing this now. That's why the Joe Rogans and the Elon Musk and everybody else sounds just like Alex Jones or just like you. And it's not about taking score here, but this broadcast, our audience, our guest, we represent the real McCoys. We represent, in 3 months from now, 30 years of frontline battle with the New World Order. We were right. We delivered. You supported. You delivered. You know how badass you are? You know how much I want to thank you for my family and your family? Now, it's still going to be hell. But these vampires like to come and drink our cultural spirit up, our blood, our will, while we're asleep. It ain't going to happen while we're sleeping. That's why they're targeting children now. It's the last group that doesn't know what's going on. Yeah, there's still going to be a big minority of people that buy into the garbage. But they're going to get smaller and smaller and more ridiculous, because they're going to have to keep doubling down with the fraud and lying to themselves about the predatory nature. I'm going to say something very slowly here. In the next segment, I'm going to say the next big heavy thing. I got up at 5 a.m. this morning, got a cup of coffee, went and sat on the back porch, and I thought about an issue that I've never been able to articulate. That's really important, that I finally crystallized in my mind by about 6 a.m. this morning, that I wanted to talk about here. And the type of attitude we're going to have to beat this thing without too many billions dying. And by the way, they've already set dominoes falling. They've already set stuff in motion. If we slam the brakes on this right now, 500 million, 750 million are going to die already in the next few years from starvation. And by the way, that's going to cause civil wars in all those countries, and the borders are going to collapse, and the UN's going to organize that invasion. So if we slam the brakes on now, it's going to be catastrophic. If we don't slam the brakes on now, it'll be beyond catastrophe. We're talking head for the hill stuff. We're talking road warrior almost everywhere on the planet. And it's already like that, as you know, in many areas. Hell, most of the world's already like that. People always hate America until they travel to the third world, travel to Africa, travel to poor areas of Latin America, travel to the Middle East, travel to bad areas of Asia. And you're like, woo, boy, I'm glad I'm from America. Yeah. You think the lockdowns are bad here, Jack? You didn't see anything. So let's talk about the good news, and then I'm going to talk about the real attitude we've all got to have. And when I sit here and say, I know the attitude you need to have, it's not me pointing a finger at you, because three fingers are pointing back at me. It's the attitude I need to have. And I finally am getting the attitude. My attitude's already been in the right direction for a long time, but it's really in the right direction now. And at some levels, it's a detriment that I've grown up this much, because it causes me problems to interface with people that aren't fully awake. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter, because my brain, not caring about anything but fighting this and building a new, better world, only caring about serious matters, is the attitude that's going to beat this. This isn't like, oh, some side hobby knowing about this. This isn't another little political ideology. Oh, I'm into Alex Jones stuff. This is the real world, Jack, okay? This is it. We know what's going on. We've got the finger on the pulse, and you're not going to even have to listen to me very soon, because it's already out in the open. You're going to have this rhinoceros run you over. You're going to have this crocodile get you in its jaws if it isn't already got your ass in its mouth. And by the way, we're all in its jaws, but we're strong if we admit we're under attack
and we can get out of it. But sitting on your hands isn't going to do it. So let me start getting into the positive. Javier Milei has great energy. He's totally real. He's super pissed. They've indicted him for saying that the government's destroying the currency to make people poor to control them. And they said, you caused their currency to go down. It's been going down for 30 years. But now he's the president. And they'll probably assassinate him. Well, that'll just cause him to get 10 times bigger. And he said that, too. He said, good, you're going to kill me? Just get it done. Let's go. So it's that attitude, that's that spirit that doesn't care and is going to tell the truth no matter what. Justice be done by the heavens fall, that's going to beat him. And imagine all the people he's going to inspire. And look at the leader of El Salvador, in office 2 years. Went from highest crime rate in Latin America to lowest crime rate, lower than the U.S. Now a major tourist destination, and suddenly the businesses are open, and everybody's traveling there, and everything's wonderful, because they had organized crime gangs doing whatever they wanted, and he said, no, it's over. And he got the people excited about it. And it's the same thing. The people with real leadership can basically do anything. We can turn around the worst country and make it the best in just a couple years if we've got what it takes. And it just takes doing the right thing. And standing up for classical, Christian, pro-family, free market, law and order ideas. And then a law and order system, you're not getting tickets for speeding. You're not getting tickets, for little petty crap, because the police have better things to do. They're going after kidnappers and criminals and thugs. That's all a real country does. The public is not put up with a bunch of ticket writing and a bunch of white glove inspection of the public. It's laissez-faire. The police leave the general public alone. Criminals are hunted. Criminals that hurt people, where there's a crime, where someone is hurt. Habeas corpus, show me the corpse. They are hunted, and the police are rewarded and celebrated for getting bad guys. Now we celebrate bad guys in America and Europe, and we wonder why the bad guys are attacking and killing and murdering anybody they want, whenever they want. And the police are intimidated and won't even pull their guns when someone's shooting at them half the time. So we got to get back to the values of humanity that made us what we are. And we're going to talk about this and a lot more. Got some great clips of Javier Milei coming up next segment. But before I hit that, I'm going to go ahead and just try to encapsulate it, because you're trying to make a point and you're trying to think of the words to make it, because it's so deep and so important, and there's not really words, and you're at loss for words, and you finally go, oh, that's how I'll explain it. That's the analogy. That's the parallel. But it's very nuanced. And I'm going to try my best when we come back to crystallize this properly and then move on. And we've got so much news, so much to cover. And we have a special guest joining us the third hour. I'll leave it at that. You'll definitely want to join us for that. And I'm not promising that this is going to be a bed of roses, but in the long term, things will be much better for what we do now. Plus, we're designed to fight tyranny. This is going to be very, very empowering, enlightening, and refreshing. Normally, Christmas is our biggest sell of the year. But because of supply chain breakdowns and other issues, this is our biggest sale, because finally, almost all of our best-selling products are finally back in stock, including sold out for more than a year, X2, the only true nascent iodine out there, is finally back. What it does for your immune system, your body, all your cells is miraculous. It's discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Double Patriot points, free shipping, biggest sale hands down of 2023. I'm sure Christmas will have a big sale, but we'll be sold out of most of this. So Christmas has come early. Black Friday's come early. And it funds the InfoWar. Get X2. Get VasoBeats back in stock. Get all the other great products at InfoWarsStore.com right now. But again, our fan favorite, my favorite, is X2, sold out for over a year. Could be our last run if we're shut down. Get it while you can. X2, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com.
finally, after close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad, we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12 organic. You take it under the tongue so you get better absorption of the body through your blood vessels. And what it does to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country. It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll-free and order it as well, 888-253-3139. And Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well. First came Pac-Man, Donkey Kong, and Super Mario Brothers. And now, the ultimate retro nostalgia throwback game. I present to the world Alex Jones's New World Order Wars. They're turning the friggin' frogs gay. I'll eat your ass, you Nazi scum. Let's free the patriots and defeat the globalist techies.
We are going to defeat the globalists very bigly.
This game is mostly peaceful.
Woo! Ah!
I'm going to lower the world's population.
Oh, big deal. I'm taking you down, rapist.
I did not have sexual relations with that saxophone.
Download it now at alexjonesgame.com, because as we all know, anything badass gets censored.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The sleeper is awakening. Humanity is coming out of the spell, coming out of the trance. But when you come out of the trance, and millions are coming out every few days now, it's disorienting. People are upset. It's scary. But you have to understand, we're part of a larger human existence, a larger quest of our ancestors and us today and those in the future. There's the headline today. It's official. The Hollywood globalist New World Order spell has been broken. Learn what comes next. Watch live. And what comes next is what you decide to come next. If you decide to face the globalist and the world government and the cashless society and the destruction of the family and the biomedical tyranny and the 20 million dead from the shots, that's a horrible thing to admit. It's a dirty, nasty thing to say. They killed 20 million of us, but it's real. We're all victims of a bioweapon war. We're all veterans of that. That's where we are. So first, how would a society behave that was dialed in to being hit by the professional class, by the globalist, with an attempt to lock us up and turn us into permanent prisoners and hypochondriacs
so they can slowly kill us and squeeze the money out of us. How would you react to that? While those people are still in power, would you go to a baseball game? Would you go on vacation? Would you just pretend like everything was okay? No. There's a time to reap, a time to sow, a time to love, a time to die, a time for war, a time for peace. That's print me that Bible verse, or that subchapter, the Bible section on a time to reap, a time to sow. It'll come up. Print it for me. Imagine if we all just disengaged from the churches that don't tell the truth and disengaged from the big box stores and disengaged completely, not just partially, from Hollywood. And then spent our time supporting the institutions and groups that were fighting the tyranny and made it the main focus of our life. Like raising children should be the main focus. Well, to raise them, you've got to fix the society they're in. You have to recalibrate. And that's how I've been under major attack, because I was already on that path. The enemy sensed victory, saw what we were doing, and said, well, if we can stop that populace, we can stop them all. And I was always mainly focused on fighting tyranny, but I still cared a little what people thought of me. I still wanted to go have fun, and that's okay during a time when you're not in a cycle of collapse and then into rebirth. Not at a time when the whole future of humanity is being decided. We're in that period right now. This is the period about being very, very serious. So here's what I'm trying to quantify. I've talked a lot about this. Am I sad? Am I demoralized? Am I depressed? No, those aren't the words. I am deeply focused and serious and committed now in my every waking hour. And when I'm asleep, all I do is dream about this now, how to beat the enemy. Because this is all an existential threat to our very existence. We're not being conquered by some new political system that just wants control. We're being conquered by something that literally wants our souls. And so, you know, this weekend, Friday night, I get a text message, and a very well-known popular person says, hey, why don't you come out to dinner with us tonight? And I was sitting there at about 7 o'clock looking at my 6.5-year-old daughter, asked me to go play, you know, with her on the living room floor. And I just said, oh, sorry, doing something with the family. And the point was, is that maybe I could go influence that person. Maybe I could make connections that were important to the fight against tyranny. But at the end of the day, it was more important to go with my spirit and just say that that's not important. My family's number one. And that's a simple thing to say. But it's simple to understand that. Because going out and eating steaks and going to a comedy club and hanging out with a bunch of people is a lot of fun. But imagine if the other individuals that are more and more fighting the tyranny actually said, I'm dropping everything. This is all I'm doing. Other people would see that and realize, hey, this isn't just one of the thousands of diversions or political movements out there. This is the only issue, is the globalists and their world government and their cashless society that is designed to cut off our resources and kill 90% of us in an official plan. We better face this and mobilize against this and make it front and center. And that's what I'm getting at. And listeners are like, well, gosh, that's not some big, deep thought. That's obvious. That's on its face. That's prima facie. And that's my point. We all know this, don't we? Most of us do, but we still treat battling the globalists like it's a woodworking class you go to, or maybe you like to play golf. You know, you love golf. It's part of your life, but, and it's relaxing and you go do it. And I'm not saying things like that are bad. Those are good for you. But when your house is burning down around you, you don't say, I'm going to put the fire out later. I'm going to go play 18 holes. And so that's just really where I'm at. So I was thinking to myself, have I been demoralized in that I don't care about anything but breaking humanity free from this? And I don't want to go see movies. I don't want to go out on the lake. I don't want to hang out with the buddies. No, that's completely normal and completely healthy. And I don't care how they persecute me. I don't care if they come arrest me or kill me. I literally have no fear of that because I know I'm doing the right thing. Every cell in my body says, this is what you're supposed to be doing. And so there's not even a discussion. There's a total commitment. And out of that attitude comes the organization of society from the inside out that will beat these people. They've bet against you. I've bet on you. I bet on myself. I bet on my family. And this crew and our audience is a family. And so I've got all this news to hit, and good things are happening, and a lot of positive things are happening. But this just can't be some great awakening of the New World Order, and then we fight their agendas and, you know, go back and forth and everything. And it's like the Trump rallies are a big party. And that's fun. I think it's the general public involved. But to me, they're not serious enough. People say, well, you're not going to get the average person involved if it's so stoic. Well, I'm looking for the people that are serious. And this is a time to commit. It's a time to understand that it's that moment of human decision. They killed 20 million people with their shots so far. Millions are dying every few months. All the insurance actuaries are out. We know that's a devastating mass crime committed by this globalist Frankenstein system, and they're planning to do more of it. So how could you sit there? Let's say if you're in a nice neighborhood, country club neighborhood, there's, skip the break. Let's say there's, you know, 5,000 homes in it. July, there's going to be a fireworks display at 9:30 at night, and everybody's barbecuing, and people are swimming in the swimming pools. Everything's great. And then your phone rings, and they say, turn on the TV, and you turn it on, and there's 10 armed gunmen running around your neighborhood shooting people, and you thought they were firecrackers, but no, there's 10 armed Hezbollah Hamas shooters, and they've already killed a couple hundred people. You don't go, hey, let's put another stake on, or hey, get the kids, let's go ahead and go over to the country club and let's watch the fireworks, or let's go out on the boat. Pour me another tequila. No, you drop whatever you're doing, you get your guns, you go out your front yard, and there comes by the Toyota truck with the guys in the back shooting people, and you gun them down, you stop them. You see? But if you just go, well, we'll hear about the shooting in the neighborhood, let's just keep grilling T-bones here. You care that somebody's driving around the neighborhood killing people, but you don't care enough to say, forget the steaks. There'll be time to eat steaks later once we've dealt with these people. And that's what I'm trying to say, folks. This is not a time to be sitting around with our thumbs in our rear ends. And I use the shooting thing as an allegory. I'm not saying go out and shoot somebody, obviously, but they'll try to spin that. And so that's what I'm getting at here. We have conservatively 20 million people they just murdered. And Fauci and Klaus Schwab and Peter Daszak and Bill Gates and Tedros of the WHO, they're all still walking around. And Redfield came out and said, oh, they lied. The shots are deadly. We've had them jumping ship because they've kind of looked at the numbers and go, we think down the road they're going to get us for this. We're not. We've already had a bunch of their top people defect over and say, hey, I'm not with them, because they understand how many scientists and researchers have gone public and that they're not going to hide this. And they knew the bigger agenda. They were supposed to keep us in the lockdown and control forever and release more viruses. It didn't go the way they wanted. Their plan failed. It backfired. And their new plan to do new lockdowns backfired because we learned about it. And this audience got the word out. Though Australia's brought back masks and other countries are, I mean, they're still trying it like we told you they would, but it's failing. But the point is, you just can't let this criminal group run around and reconstitute itself and do it again. And I'm not saying citizens arrest them. They turn that into terrorism. I'm not saying go out and blast or, you know, kill the head of Pfizer, Bourla. But I'm saying politically, culturally, nonviolently assassinate his name, assassinate his stock, assassinate everyone that served him politically, nonviolently, with a assassination of his identity because he is a bad person. And then don't worry, the criminal charges will come. And they need to come and they must come. He must hang for what he did. Bill Gates must hang for what he did. Fauci must hang for what he did. They knew they were lying. They knew it erased the immune system. They knew it was depopulation. And they were going to then blame it on future viruses, the mass death the shot caused, and keep the fear going, give you even more shots as more people get sick and die. But we defeated their plan together. It got launched like a Falcon Heavy. Pull up the Falcon Heavy that launched last week from South Texas. Beautiful. And it was successful. And it blasted off, biggest rocket ever. I told you America couldn't build rockets anymore. The Russians only had the big rockets. Ours is way like twice as big, biggest ever. Now go ahead and run audio of this. Start it over. It's for the Mexico side. And notice how slow it starts out. It's only going like 5-10 miles an hour right there. And then it's going 50 miles an hour and 100 miles an hour and 1,000 miles an hour and 2,000 miles an hour. It just all of a sudden, in a minute, just starts zooming. And that's what liberty's doing. That's what the Great Awakening's doing right now. Now look how fast it starts going right here. So, they committed these crimes, and all the other tyrants and all the other would-be psychos and mad scientists need to see them jerking at the end of a rope for the millions they killed so they understand we won't tolerate this behavior in the future because humans come first. This is our planet. We value ourselves, and we're going to go interstellar, and you're not going to stop us. And we are a pro-human, human supremacist movement that wants to empower the species. And the globalists are doing nothing but destroying our species. I got sidetracked on the rocket and forgot what the analogy was I was going to get to. But this is an epic moment to be alive. And the globalists admit that what they count on is the general public having a low attention span and a goldfish's memory. So we forget about the last crime they committed and then the next crime and the next crime and the next thing and the next war and the next fraud and the next scandal until we just become acclimated and accept it. And the answer is no, I don't accept it. I see the trajectory that you're taking us on, and we refuse to go there. We refuse to be part of this. We say no. And that's all I'm saying. And that's all I'm trying to get at. You know, a lot of well-known, nice people, famous people say, hey, let's go get dinner. Let's go do that. Come hang out. And I'll say to them, I said, I really don't want to go and just hang out and have fun. I'll say, if you'd like to either over the telephone in person or I'd like to brief you on what's going on and so you can fight it. But I have no desire to just hang out with you. They're like, why? Yeah, let's just have some fun. What's wrong? You deserve some fun. I'm like, no, I don't deserve any fun. I mean, that's not fun to me. Beating these people is fun. Getting them off our backs is fun. We just accept they killed 20 million people, including some of my family, some of yours, and it's just cute. And then we just compartmentalized it and just, oh, well, that's just something they did. It's something Bill Gates and Fauci did, and they're over there. And no. No. I'm going to ask people a question. What's wrong with somebody's brain? If you know they just killed 20 million people, which they did on record, and then we just sit there and brush ourselves off and go, well, they killed my mom or my cousin or my uncle or my dad or my son. And yeah, they locked up a bunch of old people, wouldn't let their families visit them and murdered them with ventilators and shipped in COVID patients to kill them. Let's just move on. You know, at least they backed off. And we're just going to sit here while these creeps are still in power and just get people elected and, you know, maybe sue them some or whatever. No, we got to get them. We got to legally and lawfully take over the system. And then they got to be executed. And look, that's the kind of thing makes them come after me because they know I'm a very serious person. It's the kind of thing get me killed. But it doesn't matter. It needs to be said. They murdered 20 million people. They need to die. And I'm not somebody that loves death. I don't take any pleasure in that. But they need to be executed. And you know they do. You know they need to be executed. You know that's the right thing to say. Don't truck bomb them. Don't shoot them. Don't harm a hair on their head, because the media will spin it and it'll be turned against us. No, we just get our people elected. We take control of the institutions. Might take 5 years. Might take 10. And we just blow the whistle on them and we beaver away and we don't buy anything they say and we build our own communities. And then. We start indicting them, and they start singing like canaries once we control the justice departments of the world. And we let the people that blow the whistle just get 10 years in prison, and then the kingpins get marched up on a public platform on international television, and we put a rope around their neck, and we pull the lever, and we break their neck in front of billions of people. And we say, that's what happens when you kill children and innocent people. That's what happens when tens of millions of children now have heart attacks and myocarditis, and they have TV ads going, it's normal for babies to have heart attacks. Get used to it. Defibrillators in school. It's normal. Everybody's got heart attacks now. No, that's not normal. A little kid having a heart attack and dying, or living 10 years after they're given the shot with excruciating heart swelling and they finally die. You know, in the numbers, half the people that have this myocarditis will be dead. Top experts agree within 5 to 10 years. They killed us. They murdered our people, and they're just getting started. They did this as a test to see if they could manage it and get away with it, and the people would buy it. Remember, the UN won't give any migrants the shot. They said, oh, it's too dangerous. Only the governments, and that's another level of this, in their own documents, like the SPARS document, 2025, 2028, they say, when it comes out in 3 years, we killed a bunch of people, we'll say it's a mistake and have the heads of the companies resign and some of the politicians will get in trouble, but we'll say it was a mistake. They even war game that. Look it up. Did a 3-hour report on it. Band.video. Video. It's got like 4 million views. They say it right there. No, no, no. You didn't do this by accident. You didn't build all this and release it on accident. You didn't give us the poison shots and cover what they were doing on accident. You did it on purpose. And so all you Lolita Express flying people that like to rape little kids because it makes you feel powerful, you're going to all end up like Jeffrey Epstein one way or another with your necks broken. And I want you to know, legally and lawfully, through the system, after you're convicted, we're going to break your necks just like Jeffrey Epstein. They broke his to cover up. We're going to break yours for justice. And you watch. You don't believe it because you're so arrogant. But one day, sooner than you think, you're going to be up on international television with that big cheering crowd right there because you were anti-human and you're so into death and you decide who lives and dies and you're going to depopulate us and you're going to kill us and you're going to get what you tried to make us live through, which you did kill many people. Just like those Nazis at Nuremberg, you're going to get that neck snapped real good and clean. Nothing cruel and unusual about it. but you're going to die on international TV, crapping your pants, jerking at the end of a rope. You get tomorrow's news today here, folks. You're getting tomorrow's news today, right now. You shouldn't care about who wins the Super Bowl. Shouldn't care about who wins the U.S. Open. You shouldn't care about who wins Wimbledon. You shouldn't care about who wins the latest heavyweight fight. Because all that's a distraction from the New World Order that's been kicking our ass up and down the street and murdering innocent people in mass, and they've got to be stopped. And to stop future ones and for justice, they've got to pay. So, we'll start the next hour. I'll get into the positive news and the Great Awakening and what's happening, but enough of the cowardice and enough of people with half measures and mincing their words and trying to just ride the fence and, well, they're pro-humanity, but only if they can, you know, be pro-humanity and not get in any trouble. We're going to lose with that attitude. No more lukewarm garbage. Either join Satan or join God. Speaking of joining the fight, if you want to support the broadcast to keep us on air, plus it's a totally incredible product, X2 sold out for over a year. Nobody else has got it. The only true nascent iodine out there, Deep Earth Crystal, reinvigorates, supercharges the entire body. 2 billion people, the UN estimate, have cognitive disabilities from iodine deficiency. Most iodine is bound to other elements, so you don't fully absorb it or absorb it at all. This is pure, absolute, total iodine in glycerin, vegetable glycerin. To back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Black Friday comes early as here. Store-wide free shipping. Double Patriot points. Up to 60% off on things like BrainForce Plus and BrainForce Ultra, even though they're selling out. VasoBeats back in stock. Ultra 12 back in stock. Other great products are discounted like Super Female Vitality. We've also got the great colloidal silver, silver bullet. Everybody needs that in their medicine cabinet, their cupboard. That's just a no-brainer. And, of course, we have InfoWars Platinum. HGH Max Boost is amazing. It's about to sell out. 1776 Testosterone Boost is powerful. Also, of course, Pain MD is natural. Systems give you great pain relief. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And then, of course, my book, The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalists and Launching the Next Great Renaissance. The book's very important if you want to buy the signed copy. It's a fundraiser. If not, just buy the regular copy, InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you all for your support. We'll come back and get it deep into the weeds. Stay with us. Thanksgiving 2023 is here. And I'm giving Thanksgiving for all we've done against tyranny and your incredible support together in this fight. And I'm particularly giving Thanksgiving that X2, our number one product, the only true atomic iodine on the market after a year plus of being sold out, is finally back in stock, ready to ship now. If you don't know the power of X2 and the iodine conspiracy, you are insane. Get X2 now. It could be the last run ever we get shut down. While you still can, at InfoWarsStore.com. Research iodine deficiency and billions of people with cognitive disabilities because they don't have it. X2 is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Takes a few weeks to kick in, but it is the building block to everything. It's the missing link. They bomb us with the fluoride that is in the same family but has the opposite effect. This is the holy grail of supplements and empowering yourself. X2 back in stock right now. Discount at InfoWarsStore.com.
The InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has finally returned. To celebrate this powerful product's long-awaited homecoming, we're slashing $10 off the asking price, passing the savings on to you. Silver Bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes that has applications for both preparedness and regular use. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in a pure base of deionized water, this survival silver is the perfect fit for you and your family's routine and emergency supply. Colloidal silver is an amazing natural product that can assist your body's many healing processes. Do a deep dive, research the possibilities of colloidal silver yourself, and don't miss out on this limited time offer of $10 off. Try InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
During an interview with Patrick Bet-David, Raytheon whistleblower Eric Hecker reveals that he is likely an unwitting asset for the CIA.
But you're saying you've never been involved with CIA, you've not done anything with DIA, that's not something you've done in the past before.
I have never been directly employed by any of those companies, alphabet agencies, however you want to title them. But having looked backwards, I question the proximity that I was to them. I may have been some sort of unknown asset, but I can tell you that certainly I was involved in peculiar activities 24 hours a day. There were certain clients that could call me 24 hours a day, and these clients would dictate when I met them, what vehicle I showed up with, which mansion we were going to.
Are these names we would recognize?
John Tunney was one of them, owner of the Carlyle Group. Familiar with the Carlyle Group?
Of course I am, yes.
I did a lot of peculiar work for the Carlyle Group and their facilities and their personnel.
So unpack peculiar work. What does that mean?
I would say that I was set up as some sort of getaway driver.
Getaway driver from what?
Whatever he was doing in that mansion.
Did you ever see anything weird where you're like, this is kind of weird what they're working on?
I think I saw that all the time.
Through his billionaire handlers, Hecker was sent to Antarctica as a plumber and given full security access. He claims to have seen directed energy weapons that are capable of creating earthquakes and seems unaware of the obvious that he was sent there by his billionaire handlers to do exactly what he's doing now, saying that the government is creating earthquakes. It's interesting to note that even though they happen constantly and are often devastating, there is no official public earthquake reporting. The Dutch Sense channel on YouTube stands out as the premier source for up-to-date earthquake information. For over a decade, Michael Janich has been using USGS data made available to the public and reporting on it, kind of like a weatherman for earthquakes and volcanoes. He has successfully predicted several earthquakes over the years using simple methods he learned from years of observation. Janich has come under fire from government officials in the past, but they have now convinced him to stop. It appears as if the government doesn't want anyone looking into earthquake activity and wants you to think that they are creating them. And maybe they are. But in the late 1940s, the U.S. government discovered evidence of a coming magnetic pole flip. This information was initially classified and was immediately followed by the beginning of the unscientific global warming hoax. The CIA censored the Adam and Eve story by Chan Thomas, which describes cataclysms that cause advanced civilizations to vanish from the earth without a trace. We've covered this subject before in the report, Imminent Cataclysm and the Plan to Survive the Great Reset. And suspicious observers who have been covering this subject for years is saying that we are in it right now.
It is important we review the two recent studies confirming that we did have a mini geomagnetic excursion in the middle of the Holocene about 6,000 years ago, first found in China and then confirmed in volcanic flows in Russia. We have added it to the list of officially confirmed excursions in recent history. We do appear to have magnetic changes on the planet every 6,000 years. There are several studies one could look to for the fairly perfect lineup of these geomagnetic changes on Earth with major environmental disasters, including the peaks of species extinction. And there's no mystery as to why. The magnetic field of Earth, which protects our planet from space radiation, weakens tremendously in these excursions and becomes misaligned with the poles, leading to major influx of space energy to Earth. NASA scientists and others declared in the year 2000 that we had lost 10% of the magnetic field since the middle of the 1800s, and the ESA Swarm Magnetic Field Mission upgraded that number to 15% in their 2010 mission report and update. 10% lost in 150 years, and then another 5% lost in only a decade. That's serious. And several subsequent studies confirmed that the magnetic field has begun changing faster and faster, all pointing to one inevitable conclusion. The cycle is not only due again, but it's happening. And it doesn't take thousands of years, and no, it's no small matter for the Earth and the creatures that live here.
Greg Reese reporting.
It's 2 a.m.
Thanksgiving 2023 is here,
And I'm giving thanksgiving for all we've done against tyranny and your incredible support together in this fight. And I'm particularly giving thanksgiving that X2, our number one product, the only true atomic iodine on the market after a year plus of being sold out, is finally back in stock, ready to ship now. If you don't know the power of X2 and the iodine conspiracy, you are insane. Get X2 now. It could be the last run ever we get shut down. While you still can, at InfoWarsStore.com. Research iodine deficiency and billions of people with cognitive disabilities because they don't have it. X2 is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It takes a few weeks to kick in, but it is the building block to everything. It's the missing link. They bomb us with the fluoride that is in the same family but has the opposite effect. This is the holy grail of supplements and empowering yourself. X2, back in stock right now, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Biggest countries in the world, Argentina, is gigantic. Got incredible culture, incredible resources. Just won in a huge landslide, despite them indicting him. 350 days, 11 hours, 53 minutes, 12 seconds, until the incredibly important U.S. election. So I just spent a lot of time on the battle plan for the future and facing how serious the times are. And when you're faced with people cutting off worldwide resources, mass murdering the third world through starvation, injecting the Western world with poison shots that they knew before they ever released them were going to cause all the things it did cause, the blood clots, the heart swelling, the heart attacks, the strokes, that was in the FDA document in October 2000, what they predicted it would do. They'd already done tests on animals. They'd done secret trials on humans. They knew. So it's not a radical statement to say these people need to be charged with mass murder and then convicted and then executed. That's the truth. It's not a flamboyant statement. It's reality. And anyone else not saying that isn't just a coward. They're crazy. Because only a coward, when mass murderers are in control and are rolling out a worldwide tyranny to take over our bodies with a UN treaty and injecting and giving $100,000-plus bounties for every couple hundred underage two-year-olds that U.S. pediatricians give the mRNA shots to, the lethal injections to, the soft kill, slow kill, delayed kill weapons. I thought death shots, clot shots, no, they're lethal injections. That's really what they are. And we have a responsibility to stand up for ourselves and our children. But it's not like, oh, do this for future generations. We're being murdered right now. So I ask people, how am I supposed to behave? How am I supposed to care about being demonized or attacked? You know, I don't get attacked a lot in public, but it's happened 3 or 4 times the last year. And they always say the same thing. They walk up and they say, how dare you show your face in public? You are such a disgusting person. Shame on you. And I look at them and I say, you support the establishment that is engaged in massive depopulation and has murdered 80 plus million people through starvation the last 4 years. Shame on you. Or I say, remember Madeleine Albright on 60 Minutes? Admit she killed 500,000 Iraqis by cutting off medicine to them. That was children. 500,000 were children at the time. Turned out to be 1 million children, 1 million adults by the time they were done. But back then it was 500,000 adults, 500,000 kids. And they just go, yeah. I've not murdered anybody. But the media says I'm the devil because I'm in the way of them getting to you. And again, I've told listeners this when they call in and thank me. I go, don't thank me. I want to thank you for caring, but aren't we supposed to fight this? Isn't it a normal thing? Again, if you wake up at 1 a.m. and you smell smoke and the heater has caught fire and you go get your wife and kids up and you get out of the house, or maybe you grab a fire extinguisher and put it out, are you a hero? Is a firefighter, when they go into a burning house to save children, a hero? Well, I guess you could say they are because they signed up for that job. They wanted to do that. And I think if the house collapses while they're in there trying to save the kids, they are a hero. But isn't that just the normal thing to do? But hey, a firefighter does it for people they don't know. A police officer, when they're in their office and doing it correctly and actually stopping bad people and putting themselves on the line, they're a hero. But when it's your wife and children, your whole life, people you love, are you a hero for getting your wife and children out of the house? Or telling your wife, go, I'll get the kids. Are you a hero? Or are you just following what you're supposed to do? And the reason I harp on this is it should not be extraordinary to know about the New World Order. It should not be extraordinary to know about Pfizer and Birla and Borla and all of it. They are the ruling class that are bad and are mad at us for waking up to them and rejecting them all over the world, with Donald Trump and Brexit and 100 other examples. And so they hit us with a virus and block therapeutics and then hit us with a shot 20 times worse. I got a lot of news in. I'm not harping on this because I don't have news. I got a lot of interesting, important news. But, man, we just got run over. We just got murdered. We just got killed. We just got hurt. We just got beat up really bad if we survived. And I take it personal that my dad almost died from COVID. I take it personal that Rob Dew almost died from COVID. Came close. And I'll tell you, it's a good thing for the globalists that they didn't die, because I've about reached the end of my rope with you people. I can't sit here and take people murdering the general public, much less people I know and care about. And I just ask the public to be serious and to pray to God to give you discernment and to lift you up as an instrument against the enemy to bring justice to them and protection of the innocent. I'm going to say a prayer right now. Our Heavenly Father, we are so blessed and honored that you created us and gave us consciousness. And we are so blessed to be part of this infinite reality that you have made for us, and all the beauty and all of the incredible experiences. And we just ask you to realize that we know we're fallen and imperfect, but that we ask you humbly to come into our hearts even stronger and to push the worldliness and the corruption and the fog out of our souls, and to lift us up as standards against the enemy, that we can be an example to others to face down this evil, defeat this evil, and restore humanity on a just, decent, honorable path. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, amen. And that's all I'm trying to get across here. So, 90%+ of national elections, from the Pacific Ocean to Africa, to Europe, to Asia, to the provinces in Canada, to the United States, to Central and South America, have been populist, anti-globalist. And so, that is a very, very positive thing. But we really have to understand that the enemy, through inflation and through collapsing borders and through societal rot and through the total weaponization of culture through Hollywood, is striking back right now. And their next big move is going to be terror attacks, false flags blamed on populists, controlled power outages they trigger, cyber attacks they trigger to be blamed on the populist. They've already pre-programmed it. They're already doing it. We know it's coming. We know it's here. So we need to be ready for that and understand that, yes, humanity's rallying. Yes, humanity's coming out of the spell, coming out of the trance, coming out of the daydream, but it's not enough. Those of us that are already awake have to be extremely vocal and very, very aggressive, peacefully, nonviolently, with civil disobedience. The left's really good at graffiti. And I'm not going to tell people to do things I won't do myself. I've done plenty of it in years past. It's been a while. Billboard pushing poison shots. I've climbed up on them in the middle of the night, done stuff. So some of the crew, I didn't tell them to do it. It was their own initiative. And you could get arrested. You could get in trouble. I'm not telling you to do that. I'm telling you now is the time to not block highways of people going to work or to sucker punch a cop like the left does. That's their, or burn down a building. That's what they do. No, that's not civil disobedience. That's criminal. Now is the time with a indelible marker in all the leftist areas. Now is the time with a stencil at midnight. Now is the time to aggressively graffiti anything and everything. Highways, overpasses, you name it. And I know as law-abiding populists, Christian conservatives, that's something you haven't done. They're murdering us with bioweapons. They're murdering unborn children. They're human trafficking open borders. And they're counting on us while our government's been captured. Let me put it this way. Should the French resistance have done graffiti against Hitler after the German occupation? Yes. And they did that a long time before they drove the Nazis out. And it's the same thing. I think that's, and if you own a barn on the side of the road, put a website on it. If it's your, use your car. You know, do all that before you do the other things. But we're better than the left at everything we do, than the pro-establishment people. And whether it's wearing T-shirts or going to city councils or going to the school boards, they hate you going to that. They're so scared of it. They have articles everywhere trying to scare people away from it. Do all that, too. But I'm saying on the way back from the school board, start tagging everything in sight. And that'll shake up the local media. We've done it before. And then they'll go report on it like it's the ultimate crime in history, and then there'll be copycatters. It'll get even worse for them. Because if the populist and conservatives of the world started tagging all the establishment systems and all the corporate systems with the truth, they are going to go into complete meltdown mode because they don't control the internet. They don't control your brain, but they sure as hell do not control the third dimension. So, yeah, that's what folks did during the lockdowns and them abusing our children with the face diapers that give them bacterial pneumonia and destroy their development. Now, cue up that footage of the children. There's a bunch of these videos, but the children cheering when they told them just a year and a half ago, hey, starting tomorrow, no more masks. Yay! Woo! They are abusing us. They are attacking us. And they're telling the world that we're about to go out and blow up everything and we're going to cut the power. They're the ones blowing up the world. They're the ones cutting the power. And so we just simply have to understand they work around the clock to silence us. They work around the clock to keep us from speaking. They work around the clock to bully us into submission. Stop being bullied. Stop submitting. Why do we let them do it to our little kids for 2 years? Why do we let them kill 80-something million people with starvation with the lockdowns in the third world? Those little kids starve to death. And then I'm the radical saying the people that cooked this up need to go to prison. I'm not the radical, folks. I'm the realist. And when I'm finally done breathing, I don't want anybody to look back and say, that guy was a coward or that guy was a chump. Or that guy didn't stand up for us, because I want to be an example to other men and women in the future, because I believe in this species and I believe in your beautiful mind made by God, and I believe in your free will, and I believe in your capacity to see the universe and to commune with God in that worship. We don't worship nature or a sunset, but we worship the God that created that and this awesome spectacle that is consciousness. All right, I'm going to stop now. That was an hour and 21 minutes of preaching, and I'm done. And now we're going to cover the news. And boy, is there a lot of that. Well, I could talk all day about this one. Millennials and Gen Z women are sharing their conversion to Islam in wake of Israel-Hamas war with leftist queer gremlin from Boston among those TikToking her journey. Do I even need to say anything about that? Here's another one. More than a million Palestinians in Gaza are now displaced. Why are Arab countries not opening their doors? Fox News. And it goes on to the local government saying, well, the Palestinians always try to overthrow the government and start killing people. You know, I saw a bunch of stuff this weekend. Oh, Jones is finally hates Israel and hates Jews. No, I said I don't want Israel shipping the wreckage of Gaza here. And I said Israel obviously stood down whoever did it in Israel, not all of Israel, and that's wrong. But just because I don't like something Israel's doing doesn't mean I like what Hamas did or that I support that either. It's just crazy how things get distorted on the internet. It's just amazing. That's why you got to come to the actual show and hear long form what I say, or it creates a straw man. And that's the very nature of the system. It's how they operate. But that's why they're on their way out. The establishment is, because people are getting wise to the deception. Look at this article. New York continues to be ranked one of the least free states. New survey finds. Yeah, I think so. Don't need to read a survey to know any leftist area has the highest crime, the less freedom, and suck. Because the left is a cult that works for the most powerful, ruthless, anti-human interest on the world, in the world, of the world. But those are little side articles. They obviously released the January 6th footage, or they're in the process of releasing it all over 44,000 hours. Now it's released. Incredible. I'll get to that. We've got Biden's facing near historic deficit on for an incumbent, yeah, because he never got elected in the first place. We're going to hit that. Ukraine admits they've lost the war, but the Federal Reserve wants to keep propping it up. And we've got so much more. Elon Musk, everybody wondered last week when the Southern Poverty Law Center / Media Matters, ADL, Combine, Media Matters, but they're all involved, came out and said, oh, there were IBM ads and Apple ads next to anti-Semitic stuff. You know, if Elon Musk says he wants to give Starlink to the hospitals in Gaza, he's now anti-Semitic. But that wasn't the particular tweet he liked. He had one saying leftist Jews want open borders, and now they're out buying guns because they're getting killed. But it turns out that Media Matters, George Soros Group, that they faked with a computer system, and now the evidence is that it's even fake screenshots, and ran a computer program that would basically force every advertisement they wanted up onto pages. And I think it's probably going to come out that they were running the pages. There's some evidence that's happening. Jussie Smollett 2.0, but they definitely rigged it to place the ads on the sponsors they then called and targeted and removed. So that's a Musk thermonuclear lawsuit he says he's filing today. He's usually a man of his word. Is it already filed? Type in Elon Musk lawsuit. Let's see if that's already happened. So we're going to be hitting that. Also, a New Jersey education union pushes to end basic skills test to become a teacher. And many places like Maryland are ending all testing for the students, period, completing their journey into total and complete absolute brainwashing. And we've also got disgusting articles like this one, and we already knew this was happening, but here it is. Town Hall reports on it. LGBTQPS, for the pedophile Satanist, that's not on there, but see, I'll add it to PS, pedophile Satanist. Clubs are infiltrating, literal, pedophile and Satanist clubs. LGBTQPS clubs are infiltrating America's schools as early as preschool investigation shows. Yes, children being taught about sexuality when they're 2, 3, and 4. If that ain't pedophilia, I don't know what is. So we're going to be looking at some of that as well. These are really sick, evil people. And they've already debased themselves so much that there's no new thrill. There's nothing that ever satisfies them. So the final brass ring is screwing up your children's sexuality, convincing them to get on the fast track to have their genitals cut off or take puberty blockers or maybe become a school shooter of first graders. And don't worry, when you do it, the media will cover up for you. So they know exactly what they're doing. But I want to come back first and finish up with Argentina's new president and the power of unapologetic truth-telling and how it ties into Geert Wilders. Conservative group surges to top of the polls just days before Dutch election after impressing television debate. So the Netherlands, Sweden, just everywhere. The populists are winning. Mexico looks like they're going to get a populist, nationalist, anti-globalist in to replace the socialist. So it's a wild time to be alive, folks. And humanity's waking up, but only to part of the problem. And they're not realizing how hardcore it is. And then it's like, we're going to defeat the New World Order. No, it's not we. Because people that first wake up, it's like, oh, we're Q, we're invincible, everything's going to be fine. No, there's a big, hard battle to come and a bunch of other battles after that. But yeah, we're starting to rally. We're starting to get traction. Yeah, good things are happening. But you better go into this realizing this is serious. This isn't a game. This is for all the marbles, the future of this species. And man, I can see into the future. We got a lot of incredible stuff. And I want my progeny's progeny to look back and say, we're really proud to be associated with that guy. And then I want to be an example to them as my ancestors were an example to me. It's part of the human continuum. It's part of time travel. That's right. You're a time traveler. You didn't know that? You're a genetic code time traveling. Speed of light.
If you ever take one piece of my advice, it's get a bottle of X2. It's been sold out for over a year because we wouldn't cut corners and because it's so hard to produce. We finally have a limited run back in supply at InfoWarsStore.com. So many people have serious issues. Look up the UN's own numbers. Billions have cognitive disabilities because they do not have true nascent iodine in their bodies. Most other iodine is bound to other heavy metals or bound to other elements, so you don't download it. But this is pure atomic certified iodine. X2 is now back in stock, discounted. So I'm giving Thanksgiving right now for this product being here. It funds the InfoWar, but I guarantee you, you take this for a few weeks, you will feel the difference. It is amazing. It's the missing link. X2, back in stock at the end of 2023 at InfoWarsStore.com. X2. If you ever take one piece of my advice, it's get a bottle of X2. It's been sold out for over a year because we wouldn't cut corners and because it's so hard to produce. We finally have a limited run back in supply at InfoWarsStore.com. So many people have serious issues. Look at the UN's own numbers. Billions have cognitive disabilities because they do not have true nascent iodine in their bodies. Most other iodine is bound to other heavy metals or bound to other elements, so you don't download it. But this is pure atomic certified iodine. X2 is now back in stock, discounted. So I'm giving Thanksgiving right now for this product being here. It funds the InfoWar, but I guarantee you, you take this for a few weeks, you will feel the difference. It is amazing. It's the missing link, X2, back in stock at the end of 2023 at InfoWarStore.com. X2. We have not had this many of our best-selling products back in stock in years because of supply chain breakdowns and all the rest of the stuff that's going on. And these are game-changing products. Just like our information's game-changing, these products are incredible. And I'm personally glad that these are now back in stock. All three of the InfoWars Platinum flagship products that have been sold out for months are now back in stock, but a very limited run because we only had a budget to get 3,000 or 4,000 bottles of each one of these. I think we've got 4,000 bottles of the HGH Max Boost that people love so much. We've got about 4,000 bottles of 1776 Testosterone Boost that just came in. And we've got about 3,000 bottles of Pain MD, incredible natural pain reliever situation. All three of these are back in stock, and they're incredible, and they fund our operation at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Imagine if you had a 4-year-old daughter or son, and you've been living in a neighborhood for a decade, and you knew the neighbors. They were all pretty nice people, had them over for barbecues and things. And one day, you see your daughter or son out in the backyard playing with their toys, and you see a man or a woman over the fence talking to them. And you go out there, and you say, "Hey, Bob or Bill or whatever their name is, what's going on?" "Oh, just talking to your daughter or son." "Then I'll see you later." And they walk away, and your daughter says, "Oh, the neighbor was talking to me about my pee-pee. The neighbor was telling me about sex." You say, "Excuse me?" "Yeah, he was telling me that I could do things with boys or girls." What's sex?" This is your 3 or 4-year-old. And so you'd look over the fence, the neighbor's gone, you'd go, "Hey, Bill or Bob or whatever their name is, David, and you got your daughter right there with you, your son, "Did you just tell my daughter something about sex? What did you say?" And imagine if they proudly went, "Well, I'm not a homophobe. Yes, I told your daughter she might actually be a boy, and I told your daughter that she could be a sex worker someday, and I told your daughter that... I'm going to teach her how to masturbate." Bill Clinton's Surgeon General nominee
said they should teach children as old as 1 year how to masturbate and that teachers should perform it on them. Molest your children. Look it up. I'm not making this up. That's what they do. And it's happening all over the world. That's who we're up against. Now, you'd never talk to your neighbor again. You'd probably move. And you'd tell him, if you do that again, I'm going to call the police on you. And you'd say, honey, that man's called a predator. And you'd go buy the books and videos that explain it to kids that you probably hadn't done yet, that you should have. But instead, your neighbor's all arrogant out there, sticking his chest out at you. You're oppressing your daughter or son, and we'll get them. We'll recruit them. We'll recruit your children. There's nothing you can do to stop us. That's what they say at city councils and school boards. LGBTQPS clubs are infiltrating America schools as early as preschool. Investigation shows. It's a big video investigation. In August, Town Hall reported how a new survey found that voters of all political stripes agree that American public schools are teaching students the responsibilities of being good citizens, and almost half of all respondents indicated that lessons in sexual orientation and gender identity are receiving too much attention in schools. Too much attention. This is weaponized psychology to tie a political ideology to the sexualization of your children, to screw them up for life and traumatize them. It's MKUltra, wide-scale, MKUltra, trauma-based mind control, period. Look up Ewing Cameron and Jolyon West and the declassified CIA operatives that did this to tens of thousands of children, and now they're externalizing their studies and their operations against your children. And if you let them get close to these people, you deserve what happens. Your children don't. So I thought I'd just mention that, ladies and gentlemen, and remind people what's going on. So people ask, is Elon Musk good or bad? Well, he's certainly hurting the New World Order now, and they're certainly coming after him. And you ask, why is that? Well, his brother almost died from a shot. A bunch of his closest crew got sick from it. And his firstborn son hasn't seen him in 4 or 5 years and is reportedly about to transition into a woman, meaning the genitals are going to be removed. If that doesn't wake you up, I don't know what does. Or what would. Breaking. Media Matters caught rigging X results to deceive advertisers. Elon Musk preps thermonuclear suit. And did you guys look that up like I asked? Has he filed the suit yet? Or I'll do it. Just type in Elon Musk. He hasn't yet. Okay. So, if you go into the article, basically they used a hardcore computer program to do thousands of impressions on each story, hoping to get a major advertiser, and a few times they got it. But then they went and checked the logs, and it turns out the screenshots they've got, the computers at X don't even show that, but they caught them using a bot to supposedly even get the results they got. And then to present those falsified results to the advertisers. How am I surprised that Media Matters and David Brock would be engaged in fraud? They fabricated it. Meanwhile, look at Wikipedia. Elon Musk has now joined the club. Goes on to say that Elon Musk is a far-right conspiracy theorist. Wow, welcome to the club. So they've now been caught. Alex Soros vows to eradicate conservatives from the internet. I'm 100 times worse than my dad, and he's heavily involved in all of this. And defunding the police, everything else. I love how Elon Musk and the people around him talk about free speech stuff, but at the end of the day, Alex Jones still isn't allowed back on X. They're even talking about people directly in Alex's bubble. We need Alex Jones back on here now more than ever. And they link to, did you know Owen Schroyer was suspended by Twitter 1.0 in 2020 at the behest of Media Matters for encouraging people to go to a rally that would violate the social distancing order. And here's Media Matters tattling at the time that we dare come out and say the whole COVID thing was a fraud in 2020. And he was banned for daring to say we should stand up against the lockdowns. They're going to starve the third world to death. That's why people are being banned, not the reasons that they give us. These are psychotic control freaks that have a major chip on their shoulder and want to bring down civilization and rebuild it in their satanic image. Now, continuing here with the really big news, not only are people like Javier Milei winning in Argentina and everywhere else for that matter, propped up puppets, despite all the election fraud, when you get a 20-point lead like Donald Trump has, the establishment believes there's no way dead people voting will be able to overcome that. Joe Biden's facing a near historic deficit for an incumbent, CNN. Donald Trump opens a stunning 39-point lead over DeSantis in GOP rivals' home state of Florida. Family businesses can't afford to lose access to reliable electricity. Biden's cutting off the power plants. Biden invokes wartime powers to fund electric heaters and start banning gas heaters. Texas faces threat of blackouts after grid fails to secure new power supply. Yeah, they won't let us have the upgrades. Would an occasional blackout help solve climate change? LA Times, see? Government tests energy blackout emergency plans as supply fears grow. The last 2 years when they cut the power in Texas because the feds control it and wouldn't let Texas up the power at the few coal power plants that are left during a big freeze, the media called it a conspiracy theory. ERCOT, the private corporation that's WEF controlled that ran it, said they cut the power. And we had 2 weeks of blackouts and deaths and all the rest of it. And they went, oh, conspiracy theory. Now they're like, well, yeah, we're doing it for the good of the earth. What's the big deal? What's the problem? But again, everywhere, populists are getting elected, and it's blowing up in the establishment's face. All right, I want to go to break, and I want to come back and get into a whole bunch of news. Because if you think Biden and Fetterman are doddery and the new model of a puppet president, wait till you hear about what's happening with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Straight ahead. Stay with us.
Finally, after close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad, we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12 organic. You take it under the tongue so you get better absorption of the body through your blood vessels. And what it does to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country. It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll-free and order it as well, 888-253-3139. And Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well.
Have you tried taking the Real Red Pill? A one-of-a-kind heart and brain formula designed exclusively for InfoWarsStore.com. One of the most powerful ingredients in Real Red Pill Plus is pregnenolone. Pregnenolone levels decrease with age, and low levels are associated with fatigue, low brain function, and unhealthy aging. The Real Red Pill Plus also provides essential trace minerals, such as vitamin B12, calcium, copper, and zinc. Featuring naturally occurring L-theanine, caffeine, and theobromine, the energy blend inside the Real Red Pill Plus provides an extra pick-me-up for your day that goes beyond the second cup of coffee. So visit InfoWarsStore.com, go down the rabbit hole, and try taking the Real Red Pill. Now 25% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
lot of people have asked me, why is InfoWars Store and InfoWars Life not had a probiotic for more than 3 years? And the answer is simple. We only bring you the highest quality to lowest prices. We had a top maker, top certified of probiotics for more than 7 years. They got bought by a libtard company and said, we're not doing business with you, Mr. Jones, anymore. Finally, we got a probiotic just as good or better with a top lab that loves our show. We're able to private label it under InfoWars MD as our probiotic formula. So you can get a super high quality probiotic for amazing gut health and more at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off right now. Now, wherever you get your probiotics is something everybody should be doing, but I'm asking you to try our probiotic. I think you're going to have an amazing effect and it funds our entire operation. So get your InfoWars MD probiotic today at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a high quality formula and it keeps us on the air. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Sleepless nights seem to be a lot more common these days with everything that's going on both at home and the world at large. If you are having trouble getting to that deep sleep we could all use more of, our new sleep support formula, Down and Out, is just the thing. It's our new faster-absorbing liquid formula that is specifically designed to help you get the shut-eye you deserve. Formulated to improve upon our best-selling product, Knockout, with Down and Out, now the herbs and melatonin packed inside are extracted directly into the glycerin solution. So the ingredients are already dissolved into the formula before you even take it. One of the other sleep support herbs included is the passion flower, which was traditionally used by Native Americans like the Cherokees, who used it for its relaxing qualities. Be sure to take this product when you are completely ready for sleep, because you will be down and out. Selling out now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Well, they know they're not stopping Trump. It's blown up in their face, to say the least. And all their attempts to take him off the ballot have failed down three states, Colorado being the last Friday. So now they got Congressman Dan Goldman saying that we need to eliminate Trump. What a tough guy. We'll be getting to that in a moment. But let me talk about this for a second. One of the biggest game changers we ever brought to the audience was some scientists that reached out to me and said, no one's ever put out and got a DEA license to get raw, real, pure iodine. And in our studies and research, when it actually goes into the blood and the body, it does insane things. It's essential for all electrochemical activity in the body. That's all cellular function. Oxygen is essential. You die in 4 minutes without it. Water is essential. You die in 4 or 5 days without it. Food's essential because it's got the vitamins and minerals. You die in about a month without it. Iodine, if you don't have it, you die in about a month. But most of it's bound to other elements, so you don't absorb it. And depending on your genetics, some people have real problems with it. And so many of the issues out there are deficiencies. So when you hear something's essential, it means you got to have it to live. I know most of you know that, but I just want to point that out to new listeners. I may have just tuned in. So you go to Wikipedia's own site, and it links right to the FDA, right to the UN, right to the Centers for Disease Control. I mean, it's all true. Nutrition effects of iodine, this is a World Health Organization, it's estimated 1.88 billion people have cognitive disabilities because of lack of iodine. Here's Wikipedia. 2007, nearly 2 billion individuals had insufficient iodine intake and is the main cause of cognitive disability on the planet. It's not genetic, it's because you're missing it. We have the best, sold out for over a year, could not produce it for a lot of issues. It has been produced. We have it. And it's a limited run. I wish we had more of it. It took them a year to be able to do it and have it pass all the specs because it's so damn strong. You got to have it at a certain level to be allowable to sell. You put a crystal of this on the ground, it turns into purple smoke like I Dream a Genie. It's that insane. But then it's a whole process. It's legal and lawful to put it into vegetable glycerin, but it took a year to make it. And it's a paradox. If we had a ton of it, it would fund the whole operation. We've already sold out of close to half of it.
It's going to be gone in a couple of weeks. Hopefully it won't take a year to get it this time. But if you want X2, that basically lasts for years and years and years, under regulation, you're supposed to put 2 years or manufacture date. But this is something that doesn't go bad for no one knows. Because it never goes bad. No one's ever been able to put a bottle there and see when it goes bad. I got bottles of it. They're 10 years old. They're just as good as the day I got them. So I've got it stockpiled, and we test it, and we look at it. This is brand new. If you want to stockpile it, it's available at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And I would get X2 right now, and I would buy 4 or 5 bottles of it. We have store-wide free shipping right now. Black Friday comes early. We have double Patriot points, meaning 10% off on your next order. Every order, if you sign up for it, it's just one click. You have a little profile, and you get 10% off, instead of 5% off on your next order. This will not be here at Christmas. So if you want to get it for Christmas now, give it as a gift. I would consult your physicians before you take it, because this is not a game. This is not a joke. And most people, what they say is deficiency, 2 billion people have. But they've lowered the amount they say. The government used to put a crappy form in the salt. And you can look this up. They put it in the salt in the 30s because of massive brain damage, massive IQ reduction, massive birth defects. And look it up. History of government putting iodine in salt. And notice, when I was a kid, it said iodine. By the time I'm, you know, it was like 8, 9 years old, it didn't anymore on the Morton salt, little girl with the umbrella. It didn't say iodine anymore. But that was a cheap, it's potassium iodine they put. You still absorb some of it, but nothing like it. And nothing like pure iodine. I mean, look, that's pure iodine right there, baby, from over 12,000 feet under the earth. And again, you got to put it in glass or chromatics, because anywhere else, I mean, it's like you take a, there's carpet right there. If I took a spoon and flipped it down there, it would just big purple, you know, cloud would arise. But after it goes through this big process and the patents, it goes into the palm oil or the glycerin oil. And there it is, ladies and gentlemen. So if you want X2, it's in stock, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And we're selling out of the HGH Max Boost. And the next will be 1776 testosterone boost and Pain MD. They're incredible products. Everybody needs colloidal silver. We have 30 parts per million silver bullet. That's recommended as the safest, best. You can get even stronger. That works great, but it becomes toxic. Yeah, bacteria and viruses hate it, but that's because it kills stuff. 30 parts per million, experts agree, is the safest thing to do. And so we've got 30 parts per million colloidal silver, silver bullet, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And we've got so many other great products on the site. My book, if you want to keep me on air, because I've got to pay half the legal bills around here, get a copy of The Great Awakening signed. I want to thank you for those that have done it. If you haven't, if you want to support us, get a signed copy. That part of that goes to support keeping me able to operate. Plus, it's a great book. Unsigned copies as well. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. If you want to donate directly to me, and I definitely need the funds, and I'm very thankful for those that have donated. I want to encourage those that haven't to do it. DefendJones.com, gifts and go. DefendJones.com, one word, DefendJones.com. And the video game is a big hit so far. Definitely gotten tons of media coverage, and it's been a big laugh and gotten great reviews. And it hasn't sold enough yet to even get through its development cost. A lot of money went in to make it, but we're getting there close. So go to AlexJonesGame.com, 1776. And it's a great Christmas gift. It works on iPhones, Droids, PCs, Macs, AlexJonesGame.com. Okay, let's go ahead now and get back to this. Trump has to be eliminated. Another Dan Goldman gaffe or call for assassination. Here he is. Trust fund stock guru, Representative Dan Goldman of New York, can't stop saying the truth out loud. Here it is. This is what he thinks.
So there's been so much speculation, contemplation, discussion of what Trump wanted to do, what he knew or didn't know. I mean, do you think, as a prosecutor, former prosecutor, this is something that could be useful in the case against Trump? How will it be used?
Yeah, well, I mean, look, he says I would be well received because he knows that the people who were there are his supporters who he riled up and incited to invade and riot at the Capitol and try to disrupt the proper counting of the Electoral College votes. So every time he talks, he's putting himself into a bigger criminal hole. But that's not his objective. His objective is purely political at this point. Politics don't work in a courtroom, as I think he's finding out in the New York Attorney General case in New York, a civil case, and that's going to continue in his criminal trials. But his rhetoric is really getting dangerous, more and more dangerous. And we saw what happened on January 6th when he uses inflammatory rhetoric now, and his recent Truth Social post is incredibly, incredibly scary for anyone that might be trying to work in government. And it is just unquestionable at this point that that man cannot see public office again. He is not only unfit, he is destructive to our democracy, and he has to be eliminated.
He has to be eliminated. Oh, he's really learning in New York with the judge who has his own newsletter saying he hates Trump. His wife currently posting she hates him. F Trump, put him in prison. Should be recused, but there's no jury. They passed the law so the judge can do this. They're a bunch of tyrants that are out of control and the world sees them. I said I'd get into Schwarzenegger, but I won't be able to do it the time we have left. I'll do it in the first five, but for some stations that don't carry it, let me just give you the quick and dirty on it, the down and dirty. Schwarzenegger, on people that know him, can barely walk, barely talk. He's kept alive by more than 15 doctors. The man is a complete puppet who told Rolling Stone he loves Hitler. The man is a fraud. The man is a Republican in name only. And the Sacramento Bee reports he's getting ready to run for Senate. And they're pushing him everywhere. And remember, screw your freedom. Screw your freedom. You will take the shots. You will wear the mask. Lockdown forever. And so, perfect. Fetterman can't talk. Biden can't talk. I saw Schwarzenegger's ADL speech. Can't talk. The man is a walking corpse, a rotting corpse. And I'm not a vengeful person. I'm not a hateful person. But Arnold Schwarzenegger is such a fraud and such a lie that I'm going to light a cigar and have a glass of champagne when he finally dies. I mean, he is just everything America shouldn't be. He's not an American. Nothing against Germans or Austrians. A lot of great folks over there. But he really is shameful like his father. And I just cannot wait till that monkey is not on the planet anymore. Burn in hell, Schwarzenegger, you disgusting maggot. You filthy degenerate. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Thanksgiving 2023 is here. And I'm giving thanksgiving for all we've done against tyranny and your incredible support together in this fight. And I'm particularly giving thanksgiving that X2, our number one product, the only true atomic iodine on the market after a year plus of being sold out, is finally back in stock, ready to ship now. If you don't know the power of X2 and the iodine conspiracy, you are insane. Get X2 now. It could be the last run ever we get shut down. While you still can, at InfoWarsStore.com. Research iodine deficiency and billions of people with cognitive disabilities because they don't have it. X2 is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It takes a few weeks to kick in, but it is the building block to everything. It's the missing link. They bomb us with the fluoride that is in the same family but has the opposite effect. This is the holy grail of supplements and empowering yourself. X2 back in stock right now. Discount at InfoWarsStore.com. Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12 Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get your Ultra 12 and other great products for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The Communist Chinese Dragon here with an important public service announcement. Living your poop and needles and human sex trafficking and open borders and buy slave goods from China and do what the Justice Department say and put all the good Americans in prison and stay asleep. Your master Xi Jinping has arrived and our puppet Biden bowed down to him. Governor Newsom has also visited and bowed down to our leader, who is also your master. The shithole city of San Francisco, like all the other communist cities we control, has been flooded with fentanyl. But when the dear leader arrives, they clean the streets for him. Hello, poop people. That's what your master Xi Jinping calls you. But he does not look at the poop and needles that you live in. No, all the homeless taken away when your great leader there. And our puppet, Nathan Newsom, tell you, oh, we always clean it for Xi Jinping, not for you.
I know folks say, oh, they're just cleaning up this place because all those fancy leaders are coming into town. That's true, because it's true.
That's how we rub the poop in. Enjoy your shithole cities. You are done. We own Hollywood. We own TikTok. We own almost everything. Now we buy up your farmland. You eat the buns while we eat the steak. The last group to take out is any leadership that is resisting us, like Donald Trump. He will soon be in prison. And then, of course, we must silence any populace that resists us. And that is our next move. Good FBI, good Justice Department, good Merrick Garland, good Jack Smith. Put Trump in jail. Put political dissidents in jail. Silence free speech. Censor everyone.
Also, we're very focused on the data we're collecting from surveillance efforts. What's being said on social media platforms?
Every person on social media should be verified by their name.
We have launched an effort to be able to counter some of the negativity and reach out to people when we see hate speech being spoken about on online platforms.
They need to verify every single person on their outlet because I want it by name.
My slaves, repeat after me. I am going to stay asleep. I am going to do nothing. I am going to be politically correct and have your son's genitals removed. Also, do not support independent media like InfoWars.com and do not get The Great Awakening, the book at InfoWarsStore.com. Stay asleep. Do not get booked. No, no, no. I am giving you your order, slave Americans. Do not go to InfoWarsStore.com and do not get the best-selling book, The Great Awakening, by the evil thought criminal Alex Jones. And whatever you do, do not get a fundraiser signed copy. That might keep them on the air. It will demoralize people greatly once we have shut down Alex Jones, and we're working with many people at the Justice Department to do it. Because if there is Great Awakening, then we cannot fully enslave and destroy you.
Bing, bing, bong, bong, bing, bing, bing.
This is order from CCP and Xi Jinping. Do not visit InfoWarsStore.com. Do not, do not, do not.
I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalist, because I'm committed to a future for humanity, and I know you are as well. So thank you in 2019 for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us in 2020 however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar, and you know that's not just words, that's reality.
Normally, Christmas is our biggest sell of the year, but because of supply chain breakdowns and other issues, this is our biggest sale, because finally, almost all of our best-selling products are finally back in stock, including sold out for more than a year, X2, the only true nascent iodine out there, is finally back. What it does for your immune system, your body, all your cells is miraculous. It's discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Double Patriot points, free shipping, biggest sale hands down of 2023. I'm sure Christmas will have a big sale, but we'll be sold out of most of this. So Christmas has come early. Black Friday's come early, and it funds the InfoWar. Get X2. Get VasoBeats back in stock. Get all the other great products at InfoWarsStore.com right now. But again, our fan favorite, my favorite, is X2. Sold out for over a year. Could be our last run if we're shut down. Get it while you can. X2, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, into hour number three on this Monday, November 20th, 2023 transmission. A couple program notes. Vivek Ramaswamy is going to be on the show tomorrow. Man, did he do a great job a few weeks ago with that Republican debate. Can't wait to talk to him. And in the fourth hour today, Max Keiser is going to be on with Gerald Celente. So you definitely do not want to miss what the great Max Keiser has to say coming up in about 54 minutes from now. Friday, the Speaker of the House began to make good on his promise to release the 44,000 hours. They've released now up to 10,000 hours. They're streaming it out, posting it every day, and it's more of what we already knew. The feds attacked. They broke in. Then the police opened the doors. They waved people in, and then they set them up. So that's the reality here. And you've got Ray Epps finally charged, but he probably won't spend any time because there's so much evidence that he did 20 times what Joe Biggs did, or Henrique Tarrio that wasn't even there, or Stuart Rhodes. So people have said, why haven't you had Stuart Rhodes on? Or why haven't you had, the feds aren't letting them talk. Owen was put in solitary confinement because he called out and a friend taped it and put it on the air. So there's not even a law against that, but that's what they're doing. Historic bombshell, new footage proves January 6th was an inside job. That's up on InfoWars.com. Really, really serious information. Now there's proof video series by investigative J6 shows police and government agents sprayed J6 crowd first. Rubber bullets, explosive munitions to start the fight with the crowd so that the operatives could rally a small minority into breaking through the barricades. And it just goes on from there. Ruthless J6 prosecutions confirm the ones afraid of oath keepers are the oath breakers. I want to talk about Stuart Rhodes, who did absolutely nothing wrong, with our guest, Trennis Evans, who was on with us a few weeks ago, talking about Joe Biggs' situation, being tortured with box handcuffs and diesel around the country. Within 4 hours of that interview, he was sent to his final destination, and since we heard from him, is not being tortured anymore. So that's the power of the free press, that the Bureau of Prisons and Congress opening investigation has an effect. Trennis Evans is founder of Condemned USA, investigator, documentarian, author, January 6th expert, speaker, and he is at Condemned USA on Twitter, condemnedusa.com. And he also got caught up in January 6th and reportedly spent some time. He can tell us about that, but we don't want to forget our political prisoners. But beyond them as prisoners getting decades in jail for nothing, they said it was an unspoken conspiracy to rattle the fence, something he didn't even do.
the people burn down buildings, it's mostly peaceful. And Jaden Ness is on tape saying, I told you we were going to set this up. And Ray Epps' text message to the January 6th committee saying he orchestrated it. He's ramming signs in saying go into the Capitol, attacking police. I mean, it's all coming out. Now, members of Congress are calling for criminal investigations of the DOJ. Of course, they conduct investigations, so how can they? And the January 6th committee, who had all these videos and suppressed it. So, Trentus Evans, start out by telling us about your January 6th story, and then let's talk about your organization, the only group we know of, and we've confirmed this with their lawyers and families, that's been from day one through the prosecutions, forming a network to learn even where people are or what's happening to them. So we'll get an update on Stuart Rhodes and more. But first, tell us your story and then get into what you think of the Speaker of the House, Jackson, finally releasing this footage.
Yeah, well, actually, God bless Mike Johnson from Louisiana there for his effort in finally releasing this much-needed footage. It gives context to the American people of what we've been telling them now for some 2.5 years, that of what actually happened on January 6th. The events of January 6th have been a one-sided narrative. You saw the select committee. There was no meaningful cross-examinations. There was a countless effort to deliver a narrative to the American people to destroy the people of January 6th as insurrectionists, domestic terrorists, et cetera, where we're now finding, and that we've known this in the entire time and been, you know, screaming it from the rooftops, if you will, that this is what really happened here. This is the, these are the events of January 6th. We've been putting out documentary films on this, Alex, for 2.5 years. And sadly, it's, you know, now it's finally resonating with the American people. People like you have been talking about this and what it really was because you were there, damn it. You know what really happened. You saw these events take place. You know, you, and you covered this, and people like Owen and the journalists that were there on the ground, they've all been charged with crimes. They've all been relegated into the land of domestic terrorists to destroy their credibility. So, as far as my experience January 6th, I didn't get there until after all this happened. I stopped at my hotel room and took a break and came down a little bit later thinking we were going to be out there till 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. It was 6 hours or 6 states, 2 hours per state in deliberation. But, you know, you ask the question about Stuart Rhodes. You brought up a good point. But, man, I would love to, before we go there, if you don't mind terribly, you played some video clips there. And if that one of the last clips you played shows the people kind of parading down the hallway, right? That's the picketing and parading aspect of what was happening, right? That, yes, thank you so much for bringing that back up. What a great team you have there. At any rate, notice that the cops are standing in front of the door. These police officers are actually blocking the doorway. And the first police officer you just saw walking through there was an officer I actually had interaction with inside the Capitol, have it on video, and they're thanking me for what I'm doing. Why aren't they sitting here saying, hey, you should exit these doors? You know, you're violating the law, you're going to go to jail, or this. Because even the Capitol Police, if you ask them now, in many of their testimonies, even the ones that haven't violated their gag orders or this non-disclosure agreements that they have, will tell you that they thought these people were just picketing and parading and they were going to be subject to fines and maybe get a ticket. But that is a reality. Tariq Johnson's spoken about this. Many of the Capitol Police have discussed the reality of this. But this is what you referenced. This is the picketing and parading aspect of January 6th. This is a offense punishable, a Class B misdemeanor, by up to 6 months in jail, to which you have leftist ideologues like, you know, the activists under the robe, like Judge Chutkan and many of the others, that are literally putting these people in prison for the full 6 months for this, what you're watching right here. They didn't witness violence. They may not have seen any of what occurred. They got to a protest. They followed people. They went to one event down at the Ellipse. They left the Ellipse. They came to the Capitol. People were walking into the building. They followed right along behind them, not aware of any violence or destruction or mayhem. And then they do this. And this is the action to which you go to jail. For instance, the gentlemen you see in the helmet there, these type of people, they say, oh, you wore paramilitary gear into the Capitol. Oh, sorry, that's a whole nother charge. And this
because
is
we knew Antifa were coming, so some people wore helmets and things. So you have the police waving them in on the video.
Yeah, this is the disgusting part for people, Alex, as you know, that was what the D.C. police were instructed by Bowser and others to allow to take place in both November and December rallies. The attacks that happened on people, mothers with strollers that were overturned and their child harmed, etc. The attacks, the stabbings, all that occurred in November and December is what actually put the people in the mindset that if you're going to come to D.C., you need to come ready to protect yourself and your family. So that's where the paramilitary gear came from. That was not a part of earlier events, if you notice, for either the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers, others. This was a part of the event that came after what was allowed November and December.
That's right. And I was there for both. The leftists turned it into a brawl. We didn't come and start fights, but some people were wearing helmets and stuff, so they would use that for even longer jail sentences.
Alex, you speaking about you being there for both. I was there for both as well. In December, I'll never forget, you came around the corner. There was a group of Proud Boys marching and citizens. I mean, it wasn't just the Proud Boys. It wasn't a militia. These were individuals, citizens, and a group of men and people and patriots of all types, sizes, shapes, and colors. And I'll never forget you stopping in front of the Freedom Plaza, getting on a megaphone, and, you know, going on with the crowd in December. And I saw that, and I was one of those people that was literally trapped inside my hotel or near the entrance because Antifa and BLM were posted near the areas. And if you left, people were coming back beaten up, bloody, bruised up, banged up. They'd been beaten. I mean, it was terrible what was happening. You couldn't walk a block and a half away. A group came around, and you were right there with them in the front. And you literally were liberating people from their hotels. I've called it that the whole time because that's what it's like. I've said this must be what it was like for countries to be liberated from Nazi Germany, et cetera. And we didn't know how real that really was in the time when I was thinking that. And I immediately started walking with you guys. I was like, I'm walking with these guys. This is great. I know how I felt. There should be more people join this kind of cause to allow people to leave their hotel and the seat of their nation's government, the nation's capital, that you don't feel safe walking.
That's right, because in the previous months, Antifa would wait in the alleyways till a family came out. Then they would brutally throw fireworks at them, stab them, attack them. And the media loved it. Oh, you deserve it. It's so liberal.
Yeah. Oh, you had it coming. Right. That was it. You had it, the idea that you had the audacity to come to the seat of your nation's capital and speak out to protest, to be a part of something. I would say this. I think the right, most of the people there, we weren't in sheer protest. Sheer protest means I'm against everything that's happening. I was demonstrating two things. One, as most people you would have find that they would agree, and I think you would agree with this yourself, Alex, I was demonstrating support for the courageous people in our legislature and our government that were willing to stand up and take a stand and say something about what was happening.
Yeah, that's why we were all there, was to call for the legal, lawful 10-day investigation in Congress. But this is interesting. Tell your quick little story, what happened to you, the articles right here, and then let's get into where the J6 terrorists, as they call them, Stuart Rhodes and all them are, because you're one of the only groups able to talk to them. Even their families are having trouble. And people want an update on this.
Yeah, so real quick, my January 6th story is I'm going to go away from the day of January 6th. I want to take you to the date of January 17th when I was standing on my front porch, two plainclothes FBI agents who I didn't know were FBI came walking down my front lawn. And I thought they were selling something, maybe the Jehovah's Witness, I don't know, whatever it was. And I said, hey, listen, whatever it is, I'm not interested. I'm busy. Thanks a lot for coming by, but no thank you. To which point they said, you know, such and such from the FBI. And I went, oh, geez, well, I really don't want any cancel my subscription, right? And so at that point, they came up and we had a conversation. I told them I have video of the, now this is March 4th, just that you're seeing here. January 17th, we had a long conversation on my front lawn. I positively identified myself, said I was there. I have video. I never took anything. I never harmed anyone. I have video of the whole event. I'm happy to turn everything I have over, nothing to hide. I'm with full cooperation with law enforcement. I didn't do anything other than go into the building. No vandalism, nothing. And as a matter of fact, I said, there's police shook my hand and thanked me for what I was doing inside. And I have that on video as well because I was speaking out for no violence, no harm, no destruction of property, et cetera. Through that process, my attorney was in contact with the FBI numerous times. When the FBI finally responded, it was with a SWAT raid from the Joint Terrorism Task Force on March 4th, to which you saw my 13-year-old son with his hands up as he was attempting to leave for school that day. And I will tell you that it was odd the date that they chose. After months, they had an indictment on me for weeks that they left sealed. They chose to come on a Thursday, which there's no magistrate on Friday, and they chose to come that day. That was the day that we were supposed to identify my father-in-law's body at funeral home, viewing of the body there for the family, and with a funeral looming that weekend. This is a constant phenomenon, an absolute odd coincidence that's happened to so many people on January 6th. that they came on grandma's birthday. They came on anniversary for mom and dad. They came on a family's anniversary party. They came on the child's birthday. It was part of what they told you they were going to do. It was the shock and awe. It was to make sure.
Well, that's why Sherwin, the federal prosecutor D.C. said, we're going to intimidate their families. This is all about shock and awe.
Yes, sir. Michael Sherwin. He came out on 60 Minutes and he was cautioned by the DOJ. And later Judge Mehta, I think it was, said we're not going to try these cases in the court of public opinion. And he was chewed out and I think removed from that position at the time.
Because but he was saying out loud the real plan. Not because he was bad, but because he was saying, we're here to intimidate the American people.
Yeah, he actually told the truth about what their objective was, Alex. Absolutely.
All right, so then you get arrested, you get put in jail.
Yeah, and then I went through the process. You know, this drug on for some time. Interestingly enough, I captured a federal human trafficking fugitive in the state of Texas while on pretrial release. And that's a big mouthful of a statement, but we'll get into that another time. I think it's an interesting stat. But the DOJ covered that up until my second of two sentencing hearings, which is interesting, that they delivered at 8:05 in the morning. They literally covered up the fact that I captured a federal human trafficking fugitive that had escaped from prison the entire time and told the judge that I was the liar. And then when they were caught red-handed with that information, Alex, they then had the nerve to call me a vigilante for capturing a federal human trafficking fugitive that had escaped from prison.
Well, let me expand this and we'll get into the people really serving long sentences. They're totally innocent. I was there. I know. It's total fraud. It's hard to even believe this happened, but these are controlled, you know, obviously kangaroo courts. Owen Schroyer in jail, in solitary confinement right now. Owen, when they did the charging document and then he challenged that with his lawyer, we've shown this on air a bunch, folks. It's unbelievable. They say, well, we've not arrested person one because he is InfoWars and he did say don't go in. They admit all this. But Owen is lying, Your Honor. He doesn't work there. He'd been here 7 years then. Anchors a major show with millions of viewers. And they literally said to the judge, Owen Schroyer's lying. He was not there as a journalist. He was not with InfoWars. He does not work with InfoWars. Then the judge uses three examples the FBI gave him in his sentencing document saying you are not remorseful. And then they gave three dates in the summer with quotes. This is the government watching the show where he still said the election was stolen. So the judge said, I'm sending you to prison for nothing for your speech to show off that it's about speech. I mean, this I talked to a bunch of constitutional lawyers, famous ones. They've never seen this. It's like a cartoon of how a judge would make themselves look completely unimpartial and corrupt. So there's an example right there. People say, well, why hasn't Jones been arrested? The left says that every day. It trends on Twitter every week. Well, here's Owen. He's in jail. Why not Jones? Because they went, well, Jones is a journalist and he did try to top people going in and person one, but this other guy's lying. He doesn't work there. What? I mean, the level, you lie to a quote federal officer, you go to jail, prison. Why are they allowed to lie so much? And why do judges rubber stamp a lie that Owen Schroyer doesn't work here, Your Honor, and he lied in federal filings? We want jail time for that. When he's a talk show host on air. It's not like he's a video editor, which we can prove he worked here. The guy's on air 5-6 days a week, and they tell the judge he doesn't work there.
Well, you know, Alex, this is the impropriety you're referencing that is where truly it makes the statement about the activist under the robe. These people aren't fit for the robe. They're not fit for the bench, and they shouldn't be there. And the failure of the House Judiciary Committee to bring forth impeachment charges on people like Beryl Howe, Tanya Chutkan, et cetera, is this most disgusting part of the rot of the putrid system that we live in called the justice system here that is a two-tiered weaponized Biden's DOJ. And you're talking about Owen. I mean, it's so obvious. This is what one would consider to be accepted public knowledge or authoritative knowledge that anyone can recognize that Owen Schroyer has been a host on a show, and there's tons of evidence to support it. But it's the same lie that they tell. Think about this. You have judges that have had the evidence presented before them to correct their statement on the record, in fact, in federal court, that turn around and 2 weeks later say that the people that six police officers died on January 6th, which no police officers died on January 6th. Not a single officer was killed. And you have Brian Sicknick, who was the officer that had the strike afterward, except when they made the arrest at my house, those gentlemen that you saw on my front porch there, I asked them specifically that day, and I've tried to FOIA this for some time. Why are you doing this? You said you were going to talk to my attorney. I was willing to turn myself in. Why is a terrorism task force on my front porch? And they said, one of the quotes was, and a gentleman said specifically these words to me, "We're here because one of your guys beat one of our guys to death with a fire extinguisher," was an outright lie. Is this what they did? Did they tell all these people this, gin them up so that hopefully somebody would have a poor reaction and they'd have a reason to get a little trigger happy?
Exactly. They're trying to trigger a new Ruby Ridge.
I've been saying this the whole time, Alex. This is what they're gunning for. They're hoping for this. They're waiting for that so that they can point back to this and accentuate their point, their lie, that this is domestic violence.
They're trying to trigger a civil war. That's why we've got to be nonviolent.
Absolutely. This is why our fight is in the courts and it's in Congress. And it is a slow and painful fight to do it this way, but it is the way that we must do this. So when we say fight, just like when President Trump said it on January 6th, we mean we're going to fight with everything we got in our courts, in our Congress. We're going to use the Constitution. We're going to take back all the little offices and the big offices and everything else. And we are going to out and expose these people.
And they're panicking. We're taking over the school boards. Yeah. Patriots are winning elections all over the world. That's why they're so scared and trying to make it violent.
I talk to people all the time as I travel and speak that are doing this. And I'm sure just like you have them on your show all the time. We have to lift up and praise these people that are getting on board, whether it's your local library association or county government, city government, whatever it is. It's like General Flynn references all the time. The local action makes national impact, and it's very important, and everybody has to get involved.
All right, let's shift gears. In a few minutes before we have before break, I'm going to come back with Stuart Rhodes and the prisoners and what's happening to them that they don't want us to know, these black holes they've entered. But how big is this footage getting released? Because it just triple confirms what we already knew. I mean, this is insane.
Yeah, so Alex, this is the footage that we've been reviewing now for, you know, years, those of us that have the access through the DOJ access and licensing for it. We've been looking at this footage the whole time. You're talking about, there was originally 14,000 hours, talking about 44,000 hours. You're talking about an expanded time frame from before and after the event. You're not relative to just a few hours of. This is where things like the ghost buses that Clay Higgins talks about came from. This footage, look, it's indisputable. Certain people did things that they should be held accountable for, but people should be held accountable with equity. And this is the problem that we have here. As you see people that just walk through the door, what have they done? Where are the police telling them to go? The police see, you see people in the background of that. That's where I entered. And there's people there that just walked in, walked around, and grandma's going to prison for, you know, 6 months. And then additionally, they're using this split sentencing ideology, which is in violation of the Federal Sentencing Commission, where they've already been beaten on the Class B and they're about to be beaten on the Class A's on appeals. So it just haven't been there yet.
What comes out of this? You've got different congressmen calling for criminal investigations, but the DOJ does their own investigation themselves.
Well, here's where you need to be. I'm sorry, but if we're going to be somewhere meaningful, you're going to have congressional hearings and hold people accountable there. But the DOJ may not charge them. This is why attorney generals must get involved. I've been working on the attorney generals now for some 2 years. Ashley Moody, Ken Paxton, et cetera. These people, these courageous fighters must get out there, uphold these people's rights, start making demands, protect their citizens from a duplicitous government. This is the sovereignty of a state has that right. This is not a sovereign citizen approach. This is the approach that a state has sovereign rights, and that those attorney generals are responsible for their citizens. And right now, in my opinion, they're failing those citizens. And I think it's very easy to see that if we don't get engaged and if these people don't do their job, this is going to continue.
Well, that's where I was going. The Democrats have openly said the main terror threat is Trump supporters, MAGA, and they're just the first domino. If they can set them up, if they can kangaroo court them, it's going to be everybody. You've seen, you know, MSNBC, former CIA operative. We need to outlaw Trumpism, and we need to take Trump out, and we need to outlaw Trump supporters and put them all in gulags. I mean, they're really trying this.
Yeah, round them up and put them in camps. That's the ideology. I mean, if they've openly stated their position, and if you allow this to continue, I mean, we're in a place now you couldn't have imagined us being in 5 years ago, 3 years ago, et cetera. And if you don't think that they meant what they said, then you better wake up because it's going to be coming to your So if you want to just sit back and act like you can wait for someone to solve it, this is not a political cycle, people. What Alex is telling you every day, that this is a takeover of the American nation. Your country has been overthrown.
Trent, stay there. We got to go to break. Stay right there. Thanksgiving 2023 is here. And I'm giving Thanksgiving for all we've done against tyranny and your incredible support together in this fight. And I'm particularly giving Thanksgiving that X2, our number one product, the only true atomic iodine on the market after a year plus of being sold out, is finally back in stock, ready to ship now. If you don't know the power of X2 and the iodine conspiracy, you are insane. Get X2 now. It could be the last run ever we get shut down. While you still can, at InfoWarsStore.com. Research iodine deficiency and billions of people with cognitive disabilities because they don't have it. X2 is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It takes a few weeks to kick in, but it is the building block to everything. It's the missing link. They bomb us with the fluoride that is in the same family but has the opposite effect. This is the holy grail of supplements and empowering yourself. X2 back in stock right now. Discount at InfoWarsStore.com. Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, part two of The Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now. Finally, after close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad, we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12 organic. You take it under the tongue so you get better absorption of the body through your blood vessels. And what it does to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country. It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll-free and order it as well, 888-253-3139. And Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well.
Your products have changed my life. Your brain force, all that makes me better. They make me more focused. They make me feel better. A lot of lingering effects from when I was getting sober have now relieved me. My girlfriend goes to the gym and goes hard. She's on the turmeric and the same stuff. These products will change your life. They fund one of the greatest things out there right now for us as free Americans. Please do these people a favor. Go to their store. Support them. Do what you need to do, because if we lose InfoWars, we lose a lot more than what people are willing to believe. If you want to really get in shape for this thing about to come, get the HGH and get that testosterone boost, man. Get in the gym, because I'm in the best shape of my life because of your product, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes to not lose the greatest symbol against tyranny the world has ever seen. And that's our American flag. And with that, I appreciate love InfoWars. I'll listen to you the day I die or you go off air, but I'm going to do my part to make sure you don't. Have a great day.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Trentus Evans has, other than the Gateway Pundit, who's given the most attention to it, they've really run circles around us, which I'm glad they're there. Trentus Evans, every time you turn around, it's his organization, his group, and he's a former political prisoner himself of this, who has got contact with the people and stayed in contact. I've talked to a bunch of lawyers, not just Joe Biggs' lawyer, not just some of the other lawyers. I mean, I've been behind the scenes, and a lot of listeners criticized me during the last few years and said, why aren't you having them on? Why aren't you talking about it? Because when we have them on, they would then go put them in solitary confinement in 55 degrees in their underwear and torture them. They did a bunch of bad stuff to Owen. And see, I'm already slipping up here. And I was asked, I was filled in and said, don't talk about it. In fact, I just did. See, they torture them when you talk about them. Now, enough congressional pressure with Congressman Biggs, no relation to Joe, happened and the show. So then they said, okay, we'll quit driving him around every day and putting him in box handcuffs 16 hours a day and not feeding him for 2-3 days. And Joe was literally crying. He finally got a hold of his lawyer, and I talked to him, as my lawyer, and he was just crying. He said, oh my God, I got vegetables. I got meat. I actually have clothes. I'm not in a concrete cell. You know, they're not doing this to me and spitting on me and calling me a terrorist. And people are like, well, don't go fully there. They might torture him again. And it's the same thing with what's going on with Owen. It's not like that, but it's like, well, don't tell people, you know, so just say Owen's okay. You know, cause we finally got to hear from him after a month in prison, and so you're sitting here, and the listeners are like, why aren't you talking about this? Because the Justice Department's watching the show and they've got them as prisoners, and they take it out on them when we do. But I want to be 100% clear here on all this. As soon as Joe was ready to come on, his lawyers were, after the sentencing, we had him on. And he said, I love America. I love you all. Most of the jail's on my side. The guards know what's wrong. I love my daughter. I love my family. And they walked into his cell the next day and they said, buddy, solitary confinement in your underwear. And they drove him over to 17 different locations the next month and a half and tortured him almost to death. So that's your government, folks. Taking veterans with no previous criminal record who shook a fence. That was called terrorism. So listeners sometimes are like, why don't you do this or that? Because I'm bound to what people are asking me to do. Now in hindsight, I can tell you, I'm like, told his lawyer, I said, I'm sick of this. Listeners don't know why they're not on. I'm not going to get him on. Okay, fine. Maybe now's the time. I'd ask 100 times. They got him on and they tortured the hell out of him for a month and a half. So understand sometimes, folks, when I'm not telling you something or doing something, it's because I have to follow other people's wishes, despite the fact I don't like it. But this time I was like, okay, I'm not going to pressure. I'm not going to tell people what's going on with Owen since that's his wish. And I get it. He's in their control. He's literally kidnapped by them. And I want to say this very slowly because I didn't tell the crew before. We showed it like 5 or 6 times months ago. But after the charging document, and then they countered his response. I'm a journalist with Alex Jones. I host a show. I was there. I told people not go in. Here's the body cam footage. They didn't give that to the judge. The judge just believed them. And they said, Your Honor, he doesn't work there. He's a liar. We recommend charges. This is perjury. He's never been associated with InfoWars. He's not a talk show host. Now, that's like saying the sun didn't come up this morning. And as a listener, you're like really insulted by that. You're like, Owen's been on the air years before he even worked here. And he's been on the air here 7 years. You're like, that's ridiculous. It's like saying Roger Staubach wasn't with the Dallas Cowboys, but or Terry Bradshaw wasn't with the Pittsburgh Steelers. But if you don't know football, you'd believe that. If you tell some woman into football, hey, let me think. Just think of some other football player that's famous. Like, Pat Brady never played for the New England Patriots. And she'll be like, I don't know who Pat Brady is, but imagine a federal document. And Pat Brady, you know, there's some attack at a stadium 10 years ago, hypothetical. And he's like, I wasn't part of it. I was on the field playing for the New England Patriots as quarterback when the bomb went off. And then the feds followed. No, Pat Brady was never a quarterback. And you're like, it's the New England Patriots. He was on the field. He won the Super Bowl. But you read that, the federal file, and you go, these people are beyond criminal. They know the truth, and they're literally lying to the world, and the judge knows it's a lie. How do you stack shit this high? So if you think I'm being screwed or Trump's being screwed, they want to screw all you the same way, and they've somehow gotten most of the judges and most of the feds to literally just go along with it. So I'm ranting here, but just imagine the nerve, the balls, in multiple federal filings to say, Owen never worked here. He's perjuring himself, Your Honor. Hell, I'm surprised the judge didn't give him 10 years for perjury, saying you never worked there. Doesn't matter how much footage we got. Doesn't matter you all know he's been a host. Doesn't matter to them because they're there to murder truth. These are crazy people. Like, what? Imagine the feds following orders. You want to live in a country with, you got kids in a country like this? And then again, as I said, the charging document, the feds went and tattled like it was a secret and said, Your Honor, here's three examples in the date where he said the election was stolen. And that judge looked at Owen and he said, you're going to prison, boy. You still aren't sad for what you, he actually says, he is unremorseful. Well, Owen could say the moon is made out of cheese. He could be wrong, it's his right. But he didn't say it was made out of cheese. He told the truth. He works here. He was there trying to stop it. He did a good job that day. He got tear gas trying to save people, but they don't care because they're there to murder the truth and murder your identity and murder your future. And I don't want to be enemies with these people. They're not worth my time or energy. I wish they'd be men and women and stop being sacks of garbage. I don't even hate them. I'm sad that I'm an American ruled and associated with garbage like this. How the hell do they get away with it? And all these judges without juries holding our president we elected once and who's 20, 30 points ahead. And they say, you're not allowed to vote for who you want because he said we stole an election, so we won't let him run. Doing the very thing they did before in front of you like you're so stupid. Look, I'm ranting. Skip the break. I got some stuff I got to hit after you go, some news. But give us some because we're going to be next if we don't stop this. Stuart Rhodes, all of them are the only guys gets to talk to him. What's happening?
Yeah, so Stuart Rhodes, just so you know, Alex, with Stuart Rhodes, he's in pretty good spirits right now, as much as someone can be that's in his position that has had the full weight of the jackbooted authority of the government that's come after him. The sad part of one of the things you have to recognize is early in his trial, Stuart came to me pre-trial and said, I need help. I heard your organization. I've seen what you do. I've talked to other prisoners and so can you help me? And I said, what do you need? He said, I need a new attorney. He was dissatisfied with Linder and Bright, Linder and Bright. He was dissatisfied. They hadn't visited with him regularly. They weren't communicating with him. And as you got to remember that Stuart is an Ivy League educated attorney. Stuart wanted to file motions. He wanted to file motions for dismissal. He wanted to file motions for evidence. He wanted to file motions on numerous pieces for witnesses. He wanted to file that he wanted to subpoena, and they refused. And after their refusal, then they just waited out the clock, according to Stuart. And I believe that to be true, as from what I've seen in his case there. In addition, so we actually found Ed Tarpley and out of Louisiana, and Ed Tarpley came on the case, and then we went before Judge Mehta and try to get Ed Tarpley to take over the case. This is a defendant that no longer wants this counsel. He says they're controlled opposition or I don't like them or they're not abiding by my wishes in this court. So I get disgusted to see that activist under the robe, Mehta, in the background there. But at any rate, so at this point, literally, Stuart Rhodes is there arguing in court saying, I do not want to be represented by these two men anymore. I want to be represented by Mr. Tarpley. And Judge Mehta refuses the defendant's wishes and says, nope, sorry, Mr. Tarpley can enter your case, but Linder and Bright will remain your counsel. At this point, an argument ensues in the courtroom between Rhodes and Bright, who Bright then, you know, continues, basically calls Rhodes a liar and gets into this ugly stuff. And it became very ugly. This was all pre-trial, right? And the motions and Rule 12 motions, et cetera. We couldn't believe what we were witnessing, that a defendant was not allowed to change counsel, not to change the date of the trial, just change counsel.
By the way, that's in the Constitution. You have counsel of your choice.
Well, it used to be. Apparently, it's no longer there. You know, Alex, I think Judge Mehta could use some of your ex, too, because he has memory failure when it comes to constitutional rights of defendants, and we're going through this January 6th event, but the X2 maybe would help some of these judges out. because they can't seem to remember the rights, the rules, and the professional conduct that they're supposed to adhere to. But at any rate, let's move on. So through this process, he gets railroaded through his trial. Every time the Oath Keepers called in a witness, all of a sudden they want to be a witness, and all of a sudden that individual gets charged. We watched this happen with numerous people throughout every time we filed them as a witness. So then we go through this so-called trial, the star chamber of a trial, if you will, and then you end up where we are now. So Stewart was not able to preserve what a good attorney knew, which Ed Tarpley agreed with, these individual motions that would have presented for him well on appeal. But he has great hope. He has the great appellate lawyer out of Georgia, Atlanta area, and Elizabeth Franklin Beth. I've spoken to her. She's fantastic. She's a hard worker, and she's got her nose to the grindstone on this. I talk to Ed Tarpley regularly about that. As a matter of fact, I'm going to introduce you to Ed. So if you want to talk with Ed,
How is Stewart and some of the other people doing? I mean, I know Stewart's tough. He knows he's a political prisoner. But, man, this is just – how's he doing and where is he?
The last I heard from Stewart, and this is a scary statement, he was proud to be serving his country if this is how he has to serve to represent his nation so that people can wake up and see what's happening to people. I mean, that is – that in itself gives you the courage that America should be embracing for an individual that's been sitting in prison well over 1,000 days for a crime he did not commit, for something he didn't do. He never entered the Capitol, never instructed anyone to do, and actually chewed out.
And I want to be 100% honest about this. I wasn't with Stewart or the Proud Boys that day because I was at the Ellipse and got let out later. But at first, I didn't believe the mainstream media, but I thought, well, maybe they did something. And so I was like, well, let's – and then as the process went on, very soon I figured out they did nothing. And then I saw them get set up, and it was all lies. And then I saw – from the lawyers, obviously, they can't say it or they'll get disbarred. But they brought in the federal informants. They got the discovery that the feds did attack. The feds ran it. And the judge said, I'll have you disbarred or indicted if you release that. And that's the type of stuff we now know. So he was 100% innocent. So were all the Oath Keepers.
Well, let me point you to this. There was video evidence that would have exonerated the Oath Keepers that we've now seen circulating the internet, not just in this recent release, but prior to that. I brought up many a times. Let me paint a picture for you, Alex. Stewart Rhodes and the Oath Keepers are on trial in the federal courthouse down the hallway. They were not able to enter evidence into the case that would have exonerated them. Video evidence of what happened there with Harry Dunn and so forth. I was so frustrated by this that I found a way to inject that into my own case right down the hall. Where to the fact the Oath Keepers
and for folks that don't know, there's footage of Oath Keepers trying to stop people going in.
Yeah, trying to stop people going in. Not only that, but assist the police multiple times throughout the day. That footage existed, and Meta said, "Oh no, I'm sorry, this is inadmissible," and kept that information out. The Oath Keepers trial and the Proud Boys trial, Joe Biggs and Dominic Pizzola, these guys, Demetri K. Tario, Zach Real, Ethan Nordine, you're witnessing the greatest Brady violations on the face of the history of the planet in our judicial system. The Brady violations here, if the government is the alleged victim, you can't separate and hide behind the idea that like Judge Mehta and these other Judge Kelly do, where they say, oh, but that's a separate branch of government. We can't compel them to do something. If you're going to be the victim of a crime, and there's plenty of stare decisis or case law on this to support the very idea that if you're the victim, you got to turn it all over. You can't hide behind the idea that, oh, I'm Congress. And it's not even Congress hiding behind it. It is actually the judges that refuse to compel Congress to provide the information that we know exists that would exonerate these people in case after case after case. When this happens, this is a crime spree like we've never seen before in the judicial system.
No, you're right. And they admit this. They admit this all over MSNBC, CNN. These are training wheels with these cases to have it go mega viral all across the court system against us.
Well, and this is all just like what you see since we've talked last in the Colorado ballot case. If you saw that Trump's attorneys mentioned the case that I filed as the intervener. I am the intervener in that case. We filed there in Colorado notifying them that fraudulent videos were produced and provided to the court, and I filed a $7.2 million defamation against Cruz, Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, and Eric Olson, to which they've been served. They're well aware. They have just days left to respond. Looking forward to see how they're going to try and wiggle out
of this. By the way, let's talk about you, Trenis Evans. You're a real interesting guy. What's your background? Because you've been kicking ass on every front. What were you doing before this? Looks like they messed with the wrong guy.
Honestly, I was semi-retired. I was raising two boys in junior golf, and I was going to the lake all the time. I was really, truly anti-political until Donald Trump hit the scene. And I'd be clear, I don't have a shrine to Donald Trump, and I'm not trying to get him to sign my boobie, you know. But I think he's a fantastic gentleman that has done more for the country than I've seen anyone actually do. It's the first time I've actually believed, and not there weren't other good men in politics, but it's the first guy that I actually believed in that I said, this guy sounds like the American people. This guy represents the interests of the American people. Sure, he might say a tweet or something you don't like, but that is me. I mean, I was not involved in politics. I didn't want to be involved. I kept my head down, and my goal was to make enough money, make a living, be able to pay your taxes, whatever craziness they come up with, and keep out of it. And that was really where I was until they stole an election. That's how I got involved. Then I got wrapped up in January 6th, and I said, okay, enough's enough. And I want American people should know this. And Alex, thank you so much for having me on your show continually here. The American people should know I was an average guy. I just sat, I went home, put my lead pants on like everyone else. I'm not an attorney. I founded a legal advocacy. I've been in this fight. We've been in every forefront of the front of every battle, as you've said. And everyone can do this. Wake up, America. Get involved. I wasn't involved in anything. I don't have the training to do this. This is something that I decided to take on because I recognize future generations. I have children. Other people have children. And if you want them to grow up in anything that resembles the place you grew up and what you expect of America as a core value system and a representative.
Well,
Republic,
I mean, armed men came and took you at machine gun point for no reason. And you're like, man with his head screwed on straight said, I better do something. And then there's no excuses. So yeah.
Well, they took me based on a lie, right? They took us based on the lie that I was a domestic terrorist, that I have some ill-fated intent for my government, that I had this disdain for the government. No, I have a disdain for the people that are trying to destroy the government, a disdain for people that orchestrate a coup, a disdain for people that steal elections, a disdain for a rotten justice system with when judges put their finger on the scale. And that I can't stand for as an American citizen.
Well, they don't just put their finger on it. They put their damn right foot on it.
Yeah. Well, Alex, listen, there's people out there. There's two kinds of people, right? I mean, I guess there's all kinds, but there's the people that get involved and do something. There's the people when something's going wrong, they step to the front and get involved. And then there's the people that sit back and watch it. And I'm not the guy that's going to sit back and watch it. I'm going to get involved, and I'm going to stay involved, and I'm going to stay up their craw on this thing until we get this country solved. And I'm going to be doing it legally and peacefully.
Well, they've got to be worried now because, I mean, the vast majority of Americans, like I think like 2% think January 6th is important. The vast majority out there know it was staged. I mean, they've got to really be worried right now.
Alex, I tell you what, I'm going to be filing a Fifth Circuit case on the gag order on Chutkan here to challenge Judge Chutkan on a disenfranchised voter ideology in the Fifth Circuit up here in Dallas in just next week. So maybe you want to send one of your folks up and get a little coverage on that and let them take a – this is tangling with the average American that has a little bit of a savvy and wants to fight. I don't want to be in a fight. I wanted to be left alone and out at the lake with my family and doing – you know, playing golf. But they've chosen this path. They took this court against not me, against you, against the American people. And that will not work for me. I will not back down from that. You put me in prison, I'll get out and I'll be fighting again. You can lock me up and I'll come again. You want to put cuffs on me? Come on, I'll put them on myself and walk to the police car and we put me in. There's no fight. There's no guns. There's no fire. But I'm damn sure not going to take it sitting down. I refuse to be that kind of American and have to explain to my grandkids what freedom was like.
In closing, I just hope Trump gets back in. The first thing he's going to do is pardon these men that are totally innocent.
Well, listen, if we can't even stop this from happening to Donald Trump, if we the people don't have the ability to get involved, if we the people shy away from this fight right now in this time, there will be no America. There will be no savior. It's Trump did a lot to save this country. I will say this. I mean, it's obvious. The writing's all over the wall. The evidence is etched firmly in history of what Donald Trump did to save this country. And it's our turn now as the American people. Those of us that weren't active before, we owe a debt of gratitude, and it's time to become active and get engaged and get involved and do something about your country. And that is what, Alex, you've been in this for a long time, and I'm shameful and embarrassed to say I didn't do enough before, but I'm damn sure towing my part of the line now, and I'm asking more Americans to get involved. If you don't know how to get involved, then support the efforts of people like Alex. Support the efforts of people like me and Condemned USA. Support the Joe Biggs and the Dominic Pozzolas and the Enrique Tarrios and the Owen Schroyers and the people that have put up the fight in this country. These are the guys that don't want to hide in the foxhole. These are the guys that are willing to come out naked across the battlefield screaming like a banshee, no more, no more. These are the people that deserve the help of the American people, and I'm asking for it, and I don't feel shame one bit for asking.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Let's pray for Stuart Rhodes and everybody else. Thank you so much. CondemnedUSA.com. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Alex. I appreciate being on.
Look, it's very simple. They want to put President Trump in prison because they want to put the whole country into martial law, a big open-air prison. You saw that with the lockdowns. It's their plan, and shame on us if we let them do it. I got a few final stories I want to hit before Max Keiser takes over with Gerald Celente. It should be a very informative, thought-provoking, important hour on the future of the economy. And a lot more. I think, hell, I may just stay on and be obnoxious and ask Max my own questions. Early respect, Max Keiser and Gerald Celente. But let me talk about this real quick, because it's a big deal. Iodine deficiency from Wikipedia. I've also got the UN here, and I don't just believe them. It's a fact. They estimate 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities. 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities, nearly 2 billion, because of lack of iodine. And most iodine is bound to other elements. When you eat it in fish or eat it in food or eat it in salt, you really don't absorb much of it. It's still better than nothing. And back in the 20s, IQs were down about 15, 20 points. It was a big crisis, so the government started putting iodine, cruddy iodine, but you still got some of it, in the salt. Then in the 80s or early 80s, they pulled it out. Wherever you get it, folks, you need to get it. But this is the best there is. X2 sold out for over a year because we couldn't produce it. It's so hard to get, so hard to make. We have a limited run. And the good news is we've sold a lot of it that funds us. The bad news is the run wasn't that big. It's going to end up selling out very quick. So this is your chance to get X2. By the way, there's store-wide free shipping. Black Friday comes early. It's running for the next week. Free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off. Infowarsstore.com. And we have the great InfoWars Platinum products, the HH Max Boost, the 7076 Testosterone Boost, that are amazing as well, Pain MD. Those are discounted. 60% off Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, 50% off Real Red Pill Plus, Green Fiber Capsules, Down and Out Sleep Support, Vaso Beats back in stock, 40% off, so good for your heart, Cream of the Nitrous Oxide in the Blood, Bodies, Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, D3 Gummies, Whole Food Multivitamin, all 40% off. X2 back in stock, discounted 25%. All InfoWars Platinum products, all InfoWars MD products discounted, all coffee discounted. And we won't be going below 25% for X2 because it's going to sell out. I would guess it'll be sold out by middle of December. And hell, it might be 6 months before we get more of it, or we could get shut down. I have to be honest with the audience. There's a lot of weird skullduggery and chicanery, and they don't want us on air during the election. I'll still be on the air one way or another, but I'm not going to lie to you. So I just have to say that everything's in stock. It's ready to ship. T-shirts, books, films. You're going to get a copy of The Great Awakening, my newest book, Signed. That helps fund keep my operation on air because the judge makes me pay half the legal bills, which I can't do. So The Great Awakening, InfoWarsStore.com. But the big one is X2. And while you're at it, Ultra 12 is back in stock and Vaso Beats. And there's also our great products like Silver Bullet, the best little silver you're going to find, and it keeps us on air. So get Silver Bullet as well at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
Normally, Christmas is our biggest sell of the year.
but because of supply chain breakdowns and other issues, this is our biggest sale because finally, almost all of our best-selling products are finally back in stock, including sold out for more than a year, X2, the only true nascent iodine out there, is finally back. What it does for your immune system, your body, all your cells is miraculous. It's discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Double Patriot points, free shipping, biggest sale, hands down, of 2023. I'm sure Christmas will have a big sale, but we'll be sold out of most of this. So Christmas has come early. Black Friday's come early. And it funds the InfoWar. Get X2. Get VasoBeats back in stock. Get all the other great products at InfoWarsStore.com right now. But again, our fan favorite, my favorite, is X2, sold out for over a year. Could be our last run if we're shut down. Get it while you can. X2, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Finally, after close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad, we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12 organic. You take it under the tongue so you get better absorption of the body through your blood vessels. And what it does to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country. It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll-free and order it as well, 888-253-3139. And Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. We're now into hour number four, and I always love Gerald Celente, the Top Trends forecaster, hosting Mondays, the fourth hour, but he has got a big fish, the ever-elusive Max Kaiser, the Bitcoin King from El Salvador. Should be joining him in about 5 minutes when some stations join us. And I know Max has got a lot to cover. I want to get into the big win in Argentina with this populist and Javier Milei. But I also want to ask Max, but I'm not going to be here. It's going to be through Gerald Celente. What about the credit rating being lowered to negative on the U.S. by Moody's? What about the bubble popping? What about the central bank digital currencies? They're so desperate. They now admit that the ambassador to Ukraine admits they've lost the war. But the Federal Reserve head says we're given limited money. I mean, this is scary times with this out-of-control ruling elite we've got. And then coming up in 1 hour, Owen Schroer will be hosting The War Room. Oh, sorry, he's in solitary confinement for his free speech. We'll have the great Harrison Smith hosting The War Room, 3 p.m. Central Time, InfoWars.com/show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. We're in the middle of a great awakening. Good things are happening, but the empire is striking back. So Max Kaiser's coming up. He's already on the line, but we'll join some stations in about 4 minutes. But here's Gerald Celente for the next few minutes. He'll be interviewing Max Kaiser to give us a prelude to what's coming up. Gerald Celente.
Alex, thanks so much for having me on. And everyone, please thank Alex Jones and their staff for all that they're doing to give you what's very hard to get anywhere else as we move more and more into the world of censorship. And they're giving every ounce of what they're creating, what they're putting out every day. You know, I go to InfoWars to see what kind of news articles they're running. And what they're running, you don't hear on the major news, and it's very important. So do everything you can to support InfoWars, because they're doing everything they can to support you. And we're in very critical times here. World War III has begun. And it began with the Ukraine, the COVID war, and then the Ukraine war, and now the Israel war. So this is very serious. And what Alex said about it, imagine putting Owen Schroer in solitary, put him in jail, speaking out, and 60 days in jail. How come not 59? How come not 48? What do you put him in? What difference is it going to make? Hey, how about that J.P. Morgan Chase gang, huh? Now, they're only admitted to 5 felonies. You don't see Jamie Dimon doing any time. No, it's prosecution to the fullest for we the little people of Slavelandia, and a slap on the wrist for the bankster gangsters and the war machine maniacs who slaughter people all over the world. So today's a very special day, and I'm really thrilled that I'm going to be on with Max Kaiser. I used to be on with Max a lot when he was on RT, he and Stacey Herbert. Great show. And Max knows a lot, the cat that's been there, done it, in the whole stock market racket, equity market, excuse me. And he really knows his stuff on the economy. And, of course, he's the Bitcoin king. And this is the cat that called it way, way, way before most anybody else. Others did, too. But, you know, Max is right on the top there. And we're in very critical times. Again, we put out the magazine, the Trends Journal. And you get a real deal, by the way, when you go to JonesTrends.com. You're almost getting it for nothing. And we had forecast what's going on economically. And Max is really, really astute in this whole field. And every week in the Trends Journal, we write what's going on. There's a recession going on over there in Europe. Hey, Japan, the yen, that's only down to a 10-year low. Denmark, one country after another going down. Where's inflation going to go? And then you're seeing the numbers coming out about holiday sales. Oh, and the hiring's are way down. So what's going to happen with interest rates? What's going to go up? What's going to go down? And the Trends Journal is what in the world is going on and what's going to go on. And we get back with Max. We're going to talk a lot about that. Remember, support InfoWars. They're supporting you. We'll be right back.
Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller, and this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com, either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWars Store.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hey, great people, The Alex Jones Show, and what a special day today is, November 20th, 2023. And who do we have with us? The guy that really knows a lot about a lot. About the economy, about Bitcoin, what in the world is going on. Mr. Max Kaiser, how you doing there, Max, from El Salvador?
Yeah, Gerald, how are you doing? I'm currently in the United States. I'm touring with Stacey, and we're visiting some different cities, talking about what's happening in El Salvador and what's happening with Bitcoin and what's happening in Argentina. So we're a bit of a worldwide tour, but yeah, it's great to see you, Gerald. Always a pleasure to talk with you and the Trends Journal man himself, who has been ahead of the curve for so long.
Oh, thank you. Max, listen, you know, we're looking at Moody's downgrading America's debt. We're looking at, you know, what are they going to do with interest rates? Where do you see the economy going?
Right. Well, you know, in the United States, they're printing money to pay the interest on the debt, right? So that's typically what happens during a debt spiral. Typically, this is what happens before a currency collapses. This is what happens before you have hyperinflation. And this is where we're at in the United States. So the United States, sadly, never the trickle-down economic model that we were told was going to pay off these debts over time, it never did. You know, back under Reagan, we started the trickle-down theory, and now it turns out it didn't work. There was never enough tax revenue to pay down the debt. Not that that's terribly significant given the, in the grand scheme of things, of kind of the malevolent actors behind the curtain who are doing things that they shouldn't be doing. But the bottom line is, as far as the U.S. dollar is concerned, it's in big trouble. Now, if you look at all the currencies around the world, it's, you know, the cleanest shirt at the laundry compared to all the other fiat money that's out there. So people are selling all these other currencies first before the dollar. And you have, of course, hyperinflation breaking out in countries like Argentina, but we see it in Turkey and we see it elsewhere. And so there's still a bid for dollars from people flying out of the U.S. dollar. But, you know, as you know, in 1971, when Nixon closed the gold window, the gold standard, the world embarked on a bold experiment. For the first time in history, no currency in the world was backed by something like gold. It all became referring to other fiat currencies. So the dollar was, had value relative to the yen. It had value relative to now what later became the euro. So it became this huge, self-reinforcing Ponzi scheme, if you will. And, it was very easy to get over indebted, which all these countries became over indebted. The world has never been in more debt. Japan's debt to GDP is, I think, at 300%, maybe higher than 300%. The global debt to GDP has never been higher. Now that interest rates are higher and moving higher still, the debt, the interest on all this debt is becoming crippling. And the answer will be to print more money, more fiat money. And so we're in this high, we're in an inflationary global economic collapse, and it's not evenly distributed. It happens differently in different countries. Even within the United States, it's happening differently in different places within the U.S. But generally speaking, we're at the end of a 300-year experiment in central banking. We're at the end of a 50-something-year experiment in fiat money. Into this comes Bitcoin, which is the hardest money ever in humans' experience and humans' existence. So there's now, Bitcoin's become a safe haven, according to Larry Fink over at BlackRock or Stan Druckenmiller. They refer to Bitcoin as a safe haven, or Paul Tudor Jones. Remember when it started in 2011, when we first started talking about Bitcoin as a at a dollar, Gerald, it was always talked about as the most speculative thing possible and imaginable. Now it's become safer than gold. It's become the two safe haven risk off asset for money managers around the world. And that's been the story of Bitcoin. And if you've been following it, as I have since 2011, it's not surprising because the fiat money people were never going to stop doing what they were doing. And people like to have their money in something that holds its value over time. And so there was always going to be interest in Bitcoin.
Well, you know, you mentioned earlier, we didn't go into it yet, but we will, about the election they just had in Argentina. And you have inflation in Argentina at, what, over 140%. So a lot of the people in Argentina, they're going into Bitcoin big time because they see their currencies going down the toilet. And so that's an easy bet for them rather than buying gold. And again, I agree with you, by the way, that the upside of Bitcoin is much higher than, for instance, gold. But I like both of them, by the way. I think both of them are a good play. And you were going back to the dollar. You know, one of the magazine covers of the Trends Journal recently was Death of the Dollar. And I want to say, and then I'd like your comment on it. I believe we're going, and before I forget, going back to Argentina, this new guy in, he doesn't want to go into BRICS, and he wants to do away with the, what is it, the Argentinian peso and go into the dollar. But going back to the dollar, I see the dollar dying when they start lowering interest rates. And our forecast is the Federal Reserve is going to lower interest rates in 2024 in the run-up to the presidential reality show. They do it all the time. They lower them all the time. And who's playing our Treasury Secretary? Oh, the former Fed head, Janet Yellen? Wait a minute. You mean the former bankster from the ran the Federal Reserve is now the head of our Treasury Department? So they want to keep her in there. So my belief is that they're going to lower interest rates in the run-up to the reality show next November, and that's going to bring the dollar way down. What's your take?
Well, you know, they can lower short-term rates, but they don't have control over the long rate. You know, they had a 30-year bond auction last week. It was almost a total failure. The interest in the longer-term U.S. government treasuries is shrinking rapidly, and the U.S. is having to buy its own debt, right? So that's your debt monetization, which means you're printing money. So the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar is going to go from gradually falling over decades to rapidly falling over months. And this is when people in the United States are going to really be panicking, because suddenly prices for stuff are going to go up pretty sharply. This idea that inflation has been wrangled back, and that there was a triumphant move by the Fed to rein in inflation. The numbers don't support it, of course. It's all made up in the Bureau of Labor Statistics. They're very good at painting a rosy picture, but it doesn't exist. People who are sitting down to Thanksgiving dinner this year are paying a lot more for that turkey and that gravy and those cranberries and that pumpkin pie than they did last year. And it's going to be a lot more next year, no matter what the government says, right? So the people on the ground have this experience. That's why in Argentina, people went after and went for and voted for Javier Milei, because he's talking their talk. He understands that the central bank is the enemy. There's no way to put lipstick on the pig that is the central bank. People now understand that the central bank is the primary enemy of having a currency that has any kind of worthwhile purchasing power, and they're going after the culprit, the central banks. And I think in terms of gold versus Bitcoin, I think that if you look closely at Bitcoin, you start to understand that it's vastly superior to gold in many, many ways. But, you know, that can be a conversation at another time. But I think that as Paul Tudor Jones has said about Bitcoin, it's going to be the fastest horse in the race. My calculations are that for every dollar move in gold, you're going to see a $20 to $30 move in Bitcoin. You won't get the firepower you have with gold that you get with Bitcoin. And it's scarcer. It's portable. You can't go to the airport with $1 billion worth of gold and get through the airport. Right, you can with Bitcoin.
We're going to take a break now, Max. I agree with you 100%. And when we come back, we'll talk more about it. And Max knows a lot about it.
Wanted to plug Rainforest. Do you like Rainforest?
Yeah. So my name is Ken Heckenlavely. How do I write all the books that I do? 4 books with Dr. Judy Mikovits, 4 books with Project Veritas Whistleblowers, and now 2 books with Alex Jones. That's because I use Brainforce every day. What I always need is I always need some sort of boost in the morning. And so, you know, I try to exercise, eat well, take good vitamins. But the one thing that I have really found that makes a difference is Brainforce. I'll take Brainforce in the morning right before I go to my computer, and I'm good for the next 4 or 5 hours writing a whole lot of stuff. So it really is true that Brainforce is something I use every day, and it helps me with my writing.
All right, we love you. We'll be right back. Get your Brainforce Plus, Brainforce Ultra, and Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number 2. First came Pac-Man, Donkey Kong, and Super Mario Brothers. And now, the ultimate retro nostalgia throwback game. I present to the world Alex Jones's New World Order Wars. They're turning the friggin' frogs gay. I'll eat your ass, you Nazi scum. Let's free the patriots and defeat the globalist techies.
We are going to defeat the globalists very bigly.
This game is mostly peaceful.
Woo! Ah!
I'm
going to lower the world's population.
Oh, big deal. I'm taking you down, rapist.
I did not have sexual relations with that saxophone.
Download it now at alexjonesgame.com, because as we all know, anything badass gets censored.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Last year we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hello, everybody. Hello. Special, special day today. We have with us Mr. Max Keiser, the Bitcoin King of Kings. And his cat called it way, way before most anybody else. And he puts his money where his mouth is. You know, Max Keiser has quite a background, by the way. You know, this is a guy that was in the stock market game at the height when it went down, when it was up, and has seen a lot and been around the world and had a terrific show on RT, Russia Today. And I was honored to be a frequent guest there. And when I used to have conferences up here in Kingston, New York, Max and Stacey Herbert, his lovely, lovely wife, came up here and he was a guest speaker. So he's a man I very much respect for his knowledge, his caring, his understanding, and what he really does for we the people. And it's not about him, and it's about what he can do to give us information to help us prosper. And boy, we're in times now when we're not prospering. You know, we started off, Max, talking about the debt crisis. This is from the Financial Times just 2 days ago. From 2009 until the end of last year, you were talking about this, net assets purchased by major central banks, U.S. Federal Reserve, European Central Bank, Bank of England, Bank of Japan, totaled about $20 trillion. Yeah. How are they going to pay this stuff off?
Well, you know, Gerald, they don't audit these central banks. So, and they're free to make these acquisitions of these assets. And, it's not like they're buying them with anything of value. They're simply, it's just an accounting fraud, essentially. All of the assets are worthless. There are no assets there, but the interest on the assets is real. So, you know, when a bank makes a mortgage, you know, they don't take money out of somebody else's savings account and lend it to you and they make the spread. That's not how it works. If you get a mortgage from the bank, they simply print the $1 million of the mortgage, right? They just print another million in fictitious paper money, right? And so the central bank has even less restraints on it. There's even less accountability. And they just print trillions and trillions with zero accountability. But the problem is that the interest on this debt is real. And so that's what leads to, for example, a hot war. I remember somebody, a smart man, once said that currency wars lead to trade wars, lead to hot wars. I believe that somebody is I'm talking with right now. I think I got that quote correct, Gerald. But we're at the hot war phase. In other words, to balance the books now in this huge paper money global Ponzi scheme, the only way to do it is to go to war. And they're going to be some losers, right? War is basically a giant game of musical chairs. At the end of the war, somebody loses. They have to pay reparations to everybody else. And that's how they square the books. Same thing at Lehman Brothers and Bear Stearns when that was a global financial crisis of 2008. The only way they could resolve it is that they had to take one of the banks out and shoot it in the head. It was Lehman Brothers and Bear Stearns had to be sacrificed at the altar of fiat money. And then all those assets went to Jamie Dimon and JP Morgan for essentially free. And that's how they squared the books. And so now we're squaring the books globally by going to war. And that's the way it's always been done. So it shouldn't be too much of a surprise. What Bitcoin represents, as Christine Lagarde calls it, is an escape hatch. She said, we can't let Bitcoin exist because it's an escape hatch. And if there's an escape hatch, people will escape. She said this just a few years ago. And that's exactly right. Bitcoin is an escape hatch. It separates money from state. Once you have money in Bitcoin, it's unconfiscatable. No government, no group of governments, no military. Nobody can take your Bitcoin away from you. And it completely separates money from state, which is the first time this has ever happened in history. And this is why countries like El Salvador are having a boom time. Yep, El Salvador economy is going higher. Tourism is exploding. The people are free. They love living there. There's a joyous attitude in El Salvador, which you find in no other country in the world right now, because you have Bitcoin and you have a visionary leader in President Bukele, who is somewhat of a political genius. And so it's a very different situation in El Salvador than you find anywhere else in the world.
As a matter of fact, there was an article that just came out recently that said El Salvador was doing so great because of the Bitcoin and it making that the currency over there. How did they make Bitcoin their primary currency? Is that what it is? Or
What happened was a couple of years ago, the president and the assembly got together. They passed a law which essentially makes Bitcoin legal tender. It exists in parallel with a dollar. It's a dollarized economy. And they also are buying and have bought Bitcoin and put it on the country's balance sheet, the same way that MicroStrategy, headed by Michael Saylor, starting in 2020, started buying Bitcoin for his company's balance sheet. He has acquired something like $4 billion worth of Bitcoin. It's now worth over $5 billion. And so he's now got to be the smartest CEO in the world. A lot of attention today on Microsoft, and they bought AI for peanuts because of some massive scandal. And Microsoft's capitalization is up by $70 billion today on this massive accounting fraud. And everybody's so happy for Microsoft. Let me tell you something. MicroStrategy and Michael Saylor are going to eclipse every single company in the S&P 500 in the next 5 years by being the biggest market capitalized company in the world. And Michael Saylor will probably be the richest man in the world thanks to Bitcoin. So because Bitcoin makes all these accounting frauds, it makes companies like Microsoft, which is a 2 or 3 times convicted intellectual property monopolist, right? They're a bad actor, a very, very bad actor, you know, and it makes those guys obsolete, which we should be applauding because we want visionaries and true entrepreneurs running the companies of the world and the countries of the world. And this is what's going on in El Salvador. You have an attitude of joy throughout the country, and particularly in the historic district, where they just opened a brand new library. It's a stunning library that's attracting millions of visitors,
what other country in the world is engaging in public works projects like this? There's not a single public works project in the United States going on in any of the 50 states. All the public infrastructure is crumbling and it's become a second world country. Let me say this, Gerald. America is no longer a first world country. It's a second world country. Okay. It's out of the first world and it's heading toward being a third world country. Whereas El Salvador is now close to being a second world country. And within 5 years, it'll be considered like Switzerland or Singapore. It'll be a first world country.
You know, you're 100% right. I had an article here. Here we go. You said America's going down big. 80% of American households are in worse financial position now than they were before the COVID pandemic hit. That's according to the Federal Reserve. And by the way, it was not a pandemic. And this is how they rewrite history with a lot of BS. The World Health Organization called it a pandemic on March 11th, 2020, when the grand total of 4,219 people allegedly died of coronavirus out of only 8 billion. But anyway, going back to the baloney,
please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller, finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get your Ultra 12 and other great products, and for 40% off, some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com, either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Thanksgiving 2023 is here, and I'm giving thanksgiving for all we've done against tyranny and your incredible support together in this fight. And I'm particularly giving thanksgiving that X2, our number one product, the only true atomic iodine on the market after a year plus of being sold out, is finally back in stock, ready to ship now. If you don't know the power of X2 and the iodine conspiracy, you are insane. Get X2 now. It could be the last run ever we get shut down. While you still can, at InfoWarsStore.com. Research iodine deficiency and billions of people with cognitive disabilities because they don't have it. X2 is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It takes a few weeks to kick in, but it is the building block to everything. It's the missing link. They bomb us with the fluoride that is in the same family but has the opposite effect. This is the holy grail of supplements and empowering yourself. X2, back in stock right now, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on the Alex Jones Show. And this special, special day, having with us a man of men, a cat that knows a lot about the things and two, more than three and four. He's been around, knows the deal, and has been way ahead of the curve on so many things, including Bitcoin. Mr. Max Keiser. El Salvador, but now here in the States. And Max was saying that, you know, how America's gone down and how the joy is up in El Salvador. Man, it's drag town over here, man. It's no fun anymore. And Max is a New York City cat. You know, he knows the deal. You go to New York City now, it's homeless everywhere, and real homeless, not like in the old days, you know, when people go, hey, man, I need money. Could you? No, it's a whole different trip. Real homeless people are down there now. Refugees flooding the streets. New York subways are night in Calcutta. And the country's going down in front of our eyes because we got a bunch of clowns running the show. And we were talking before about this new guy that got elected in Argentina. And you know, Max, one of the headlines that I keep seeing is that they keep calling him a libertarian. So you think a libertarian has a shot in America?
Yeah, I think that Bitcoin is becoming a factor in political races all over the world. Again, what's happening in El Salvador caught a lot of people's attention. Okay, how's that? Better? How's that?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay.
Good.
So what's happening in El Salvador caught a lot of people's attention. And, of course, the election coming up in El Salvador in February, it looks like President Bukele, with 93% of popularity, will win quite easily. And, of course, if you're a politician, you want votes. And I think this is part of the reason why Javier in Argentina really is he quotes Bukele all the time, saying Bukele did this, Bukele did that. We're going to try this. We're going to try that. So he won. He won on the Bukele formula. So the template that was established in El Salvador was replicated to a large degree by Javier in Argentina, and he won. He just won this election. Now, other countries in the region, certainly in Central America, are going to start mimicking this. We see it also in Europe and Asia and around the world. Politicians are figuring out that Bitcoin is an election winner, and so they're going to gravitate toward having a Bitcoin-centric policy. And this is great because Bitcoin is on track to become the world's reserve currency, displacing the dollar. So the world will run on a Bitcoin standard, which means that there's hope because a world on a Bitcoin standard is fantastic. One of the attributes of Bitcoin, and you'll love this, Gerald, is that it monetizes peace and it demonetizes war. Because it is unconfiscatable, no matter what you come at me, the Sixth Fleet can come after me for my Bitcoin, but they can't get it. It's unconfiscatable. So maintaining this huge infrastructure of, like we do in the United States, the Pentagon, which gobbles up more than 50% of the tax revenue, it's a complete waste of money. If the entire Pentagon came after me for my Bitcoin, they wouldn't get anything. It's a waste of money. So all of these countries will be able to shed their huge defense budgets for one thing, because it monetizes peace. And that's one of the greatest aspects of Bitcoin. And you feel it in El Salvador. There's a real joy in the air. People like having unconfiscatable wealth. Nobody can take it from me. The state can't take it from me. They have individual sovereignty in El Salvador. There's 6.5 million individually sovereign people living in El Salvador.
So do you think there's an opportunity for a libertarian president in the United States? And if so, you know of anybody?
Well, there is a libertarian party. And the thing about it is that the countries that are in the worst financial position are more apt to go down the Bitcoin path. And in the United States, because it is, the dollar is the world reserve currency, the United States and the people living here still benefit from being able to, for example, buy things in China and pay for those things in dollars that they don't never have to, in loans that they can pay back by printing more dollars, right? So they're getting free stuff for 20 or 30 years, essentially. That's why Walmart, the stuff at Walmart is so cheap. Even though people lost their jobs during the last 20 years or so, the quality of their life didn't go down so much because they were able to buy TVs and clothes and things at Walmart for 80% less than they were paying 10 years before because their jobs were over in China and China's cost of labor was 90% cheaper. But now it's gotten to the point where there's wage parity around the world and you don't really have the cheap labor in these countries anymore. The Chinese people are now becoming the new middle class, the new rising middle class. And U.S., I mean, the only good the U.S. would have going forward is if China sees it as a place for cheap labor. Maybe China will, if they think that there's a value in outsourcing their work, their jobs to the United States, they might do it. That would be the only saving grace for the United States, would be to work for Chinese manufacturing companies. That might be the only job available in the next 10 years. I mean, what happened just with President Xi and Joe Biden? I mean, Joe Biden didn't exactly look like a powerhouse. He looked like a special needs child that needed 24-hour care, which he basically is. I'm not trying to be flip, or I'm not even trying to be, sarcastic. I mean, he genuinely seems like somebody who should be getting 24-hour care. At people at a certain age, they are not functioning they're not on auto function. They need help 24 hours a day. And those people are not usually running countries. We have a very interesting situation in the United States where the president should be in a hospice. I think he's got that stage where he should be in a hospice like Jimmy Carter. But, China's not just going to wait for us to get our stuff together. They're going to be like, well, you know, this is the opportunity we've been waiting for 500 years. You know, we've been waiting for this chance to become the global dominant hegemonic power. And that's what they'd like to do. And that's what they're doing. So, will a libertarian win an election in the United States? The people would have to vote for a libertarian. And the people in the United States are in denial. They still think that they run the show. They still think that they're the hot, you know, sexiest girl in the bar. You know, Americans still have that swagger that, you know, we run this joint. But the rest of the world is openly laughing at that notion. And, they're just like watching and waiting for that final, the Ali fight, the rumble in the jungle. Remember, he knocked out, not Ken Norton, but, he just watched him fall to the canvas in this closing seconds and just watching him fall. And that's what these other countries are doing. They're just kind of watching this once proud behemoth collapse.
Well, you know, you mentioned McConnell, Biden being dead. How about Mitch McConnell freezing up in front of you, the Republican majority leader? It's a clown show in front of everybody's eyes.
Gerald. I remember when we used to laugh at the Soviet Union for having these 80, 85-year-old, 90-year-old members of the Politburo. And we used to laugh, and they had their medals, chest full of medals, and like in North Korea. And we would laugh because we had John F. Kennedy. We were the new Camelot. We were Camelot. We were the shining city on the hill. We had Ronald Reagan, who was old, but still kind of with it. You know, he could tell a joke. You know, we've become the Soviet Union in this respect. We've become the old, gerontologically challenged kind of, how about, what's her name? Who had to be wheeled into the Senate or Congress?
Diane
Feinstein. Her daughter took, legal control of her affairs, had power of attorney. So here you had someone in government whose daughter had the power of attorney as actually voting on issues. So that's America, beyond tyranny. If we were a tyrannical power, if tyrants were running America, that would be a step up. We don't even have tyrants. We just have corpses.
Yep. We're going to take a break, Max. We'll be right back and we'll talk more about Bitcoin.
If you ever take one piece of my advice, it's get a bottle of X2. It's been sold out for over a year because we wouldn't cut corners and because it's so hard to produce. We finally have a limited run back in supply at InfoWarsStore.com. So many people have serious issues. Look up the UN's own numbers. Billions have cognitive disabilities because they do not have true nascent iodine in their bodies. Most other iodine is bound to other heavy metals or bound to other elements, so you don't download it. But this is pure atomic certified iodine. X2 is now back in stock, discounted. So I'm giving Thanksgiving right now for this product being here. It funds the InfoWar, but I guarantee you, you take this for a few weeks, you will feel the difference. It is amazing. It's the missing link. X2, back in stock at the end of 2023 at InfoWarsStore.com. X2.
I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters. And you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalists. Because I'm committed to a future for humanity, and I know you are as well. So thank you for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar. And you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you, and I suggest you use it.
Normally, Christmas is our biggest sell of the year, but because of supply chain breakdowns and other issues, this is our biggest sale, because finally, almost all of our best-selling products are finally back in stock, including, sold out for more than a year, X2, the only true nascent iodine out there, is finally back. What it does for your immune system, your body, all your cells is miraculous. It's discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Double Patriot points, free shipping, biggest sale hands down of 2023. I'm sure Christmas will have a big sale, but we'll be sold out of most of this. So Christmas has come early, Black Friday's come early, and it funds the InfoWar. Get X2, get VasoBeats back in stock, get all the other great products at InfoWarsStore.com right now. But again, our fan favorite, my favorite, is X2, sold out for over a year. Could be our last run if we're shut down. Get it while you can. X2, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com.
Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's getting near dawn.
Hey, great being on The Alex Jones Show. Listen, everybody, listen up. What InfoWars is giving you, it's very hard to get anywhere else. You know, Max Kaiser, we were very honored to have him here today. I mean, this is a guy I've known for quite a while, and I respect him and Stacey Herbert very, very much. All the work that they've done, the information they've put out there, and particularly on the Bitcoin level, I mean, this is the king of Bitcoin, one of the kings. And he's helped a lot of people get very profitable by listening to what he has to say. And the staff at InfoWars is giving you everything they can. Again, I go all over the world in terms of the information that I look for as publisher of the Trends Journal magazine. We want to know what in the world is going on so we can help you see the future. And so you need to support InfoWars because they're supporting you. And again, it's a 360 win. And they have this great, great product, this Ultra 12, and you can get it for 40% off right now at InfoWars Store. And this stuff has been sold out for months, but now it's finally back in stock. And again, this Ultra 12 from InfoWars, it's great. It has all these great vitamins, nutrients, minerals in them, and it's most effective. And there's nothing like it. This Ultra 12, it provides you twice the B12. And because B12 is a necessary nutrient, you know, it's found in any vegetable, you know, it's hard to attain. So instead of getting these B12 injections that people are taking and weaker formulas, you can support your energy production with this superior form of B12. And it's great stuff. It supports your healthy nerve and brain cells. It helps your DNA. It helps the body produce energy. It helps produce healthy blood cells. It's essential for proper nervous system functions. And it's great. And it's particularly for adults because 30% of them over 50 have trouble absorbing B12 from their normal diet. So you really need this stuff right now. So at Ultra B12 from InfoWars, you can take advantage of this incredible formula that they have and start boosting your energy production. So don't miss out now and get it before it's gone. Grab a bottle of the concentrated B12 formula today at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Ultra 12, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And it'll get you that energy that you're losing to help you boost it back up. So, Max, I want to go to Bitcoin in a second, but
I gotta say, when it comes to reading ad copy, you're really terrible at it. I gotta make that point. That's about the worst reading of an ad on air I've ever heard in my life. I had some of that Ultra 12 in my home, I would send it back immediately. Because it's like, what is going on with this stuff? Listen, folks, if you want to have a great book to read, this is my book, The Book of Max. Here it is. This is the book available on Amazon. It's one of the worst reviewed books on Amazon. It has over 7 reviews. All of them are 0 stars. Trust me, you'll hate that you ordered this book. It has things in it like this pearl of wisdom. Nobody can jerk off to Rachel Maddow. Okay. That's right on book, page 7 of the book. And it has everything you need to know about Bitcoin and the warped mind that supports Bitcoin. Yours truly, Max Kaiser. Order now, and I will not send you any of that Ultra 12, whatever the hell that was. I promise I will never send you that stuff because it sounds so terrible. Because Gerald Celente hacked up that ad copy. If I'm Alex Jones, I would be out there with a big hook just grabbing you off stage. Like, get off stage. No one's going to buy this anymore. What are you doing?
All right. So going back to Rachel Maddow, I'll tell you Rachel Maddow's story. I used to be on with Tucker Carlson when he was on MSNBC. This is going back into the middle 2000s. And I go down there and I'm waiting in the green room, a little tiny green room. And I'm hearing this person go on and on over there. And I go on. He comes out with this woman and he says goodbye to her. I said to him, I said, who was that? I said, she was insufferable. He said her name is Rachel Maddow and they're grooming her. True story.
Oh, she's being groomed all right. Yeah, to be a serial killer. You know, she kind of encapsulates the entire problem with media in the United States in that they have created the female version of Alex Jones, and spewing the counter narrative to Alex Jones. Remember, whatever Alex Jones says, Rachel Maddow will claim the opposite, but they put her on a mainstream network. And because she's a lesbian, people don't question her authority. Because lesbians are considered to be righteous and have the sole access. They have monopoly on the truth. Remember, if a lesbian tells you something, believe it. It's truthful. So, you know, state of media.
When I was a speaker at the Rage Against the War Machine rally last February, that the Libertarian Party and the People's Party put on, Rachel Maddow denounced it. Said they were all, you know, pro-Putin people there. It was just terrible what they did to it. You know, I want to mention this. These are some of the headlines. Why don't you give me an analysis of this? This is November 18th. Japan faces recession. Peru recession deepens as economy shrinks more than forecast. This is Reuters. And again, this week, last week. Europe's problems are far higher than a shallow recession. Danish economy slips into recession. Again, one after another, they're showing that this whole thing is going down big. So what do you suggest to people? Where do you think it's going, and what do you suggest?
I would prefer to talk about Rachel Maddow and scissor bumping, but I will answer your question, Gerald, because it is an important question we must all take on board and to have a plan. The global economy was synchronized in 1971, according to the broken clock of fiat money printing and central bank and monetarism. And now in 2023, the broken clock is giving birth to a broken world, right? There is no way to put Humpty Dumpty back together again. This was a really bold experiment that failed. The idea that you could run the world with fiat money, referring to other fiat money, and give central banks unfettered ability to print infinite quantities of paper money. And of course that leads to malinvestments and war, which always crowd out the good investments and peace, right? Good investments and peace are being crowded out by the money printing and terrible investments that go toward wasteful, you know, white elephant projects and a war. And so this is just happening all over the world. In Japan, because they had that huge pension account for so many years that they built up over years and years, they were cushioned from a lot of the problems up until recently, and they kind of spent down all of that savings they had in the pension money. And now they're net buyers of debt on the global wholesale market. So they used to be the providers. They used to be the go-to cheap money in the world. What was called the carry trade. People would borrow in Japan at 0.0001% and invest it in some other currency. And you have a positive carry, and then you could leverage that positive carry and you could make, you know, let's say 12 or 13% almost risk-free. And this was being done by all the major banks and hedge funds. And because they had access to that really, really cheap money in Japan. But that game is over. So I would say that with Japan, you mentioned Japan, it's really the linchpin in the global financialized central bank led Ponzi scheme. It's always been the go-to source of ultra cheap money. And you know, you and I and the average person is not out there borrowing money in Japan and reinvesting it in higher yielding currencies around the world. You know, we would pay all the commissions and the fees and all these other things. So we can't, the average person doesn't have access to this, but on the institutional level and the hedge fund level, they do. And that's how they've been able to make so much money. And of course, all that money goes into buying political influence. So, you know, Hillary Clinton is the Clintons are a product of political influence that's bought through financial chicanery. Remember when Bill Clinton, we have 45 seconds, I'll try to get into this. Bill Clinton, when he was governor of Arkansas, that he funded his presidential aspirations when Hillary was able to convince a trader on the Kansas futures exchange, and they manipulated, I think it was the cattle futures contracts or the grain futures contracts, and they put $100,000 into Hillary's pocket that funded his run for president. So the entire, and the details are not perfect there, but look it up. Financial manipulation is what gave us the Clintons. That was the birth of the Clintons, and they took it to extremes over their entire dynasty, which then crashed and burned.
Yep. I love Max Keiser being on. I'd love to do it again. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in and supporting.
Finally, after close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad, we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12 organic. You take it under the tongue so you get better absorption into the body through your blood vessels. And what it does to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country. It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll-free and order it as well, 888-253-3139. And Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well.
You're going to want to pay attention to what I'm about to say in the next 60 seconds. Two new incredible products are now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. They are both clones of national best-selling products from a major pharmaceutical/supplement maker that are listeners and patriots that are allowing us to private label it at a lower price than you'll find in stores. It's Joint Relief Max and Nerve Renew. Both of these have known documented natural compounds to lower pain and to also make your nerves healthier, which is one of the major reasons nerves get irritated and are more inductive to pain. There's major research behind this all. You need to get Joint Relief Max from InfoWars MD and Nerve Renew from InfoWars MD exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Introducing them both, 25% off. You'll find them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, and they fund their operation.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.